25 of any age. Limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah. Thank you there, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, now just to separate things so it's not Dude Walker's voice into Dude Walker's voice.
Right.
Since we're going to be playing a tape for our big We Are Number 4 party here in a moment.
Tomorrow night.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo on keyboards.
Thank you.
That was marvelous.
10 fingers, 14 buttons.
No waiting.
That was fleeting. Would you do me a favor?
You are a set.
Well, that was a joke.
Grow a set.
You are the Amadeus of windbreakage.
There's only one thing I need at the end of that, please. Remember we were goofing around before the show?
Oh, yes.
Will you do the same thing?
Yeah. Well, I kind of did it in the middle, and I'll do it the way we did it during the time before. You jumped right into it. You kind of caught me by surprise. Okay.
Dinner.
Thank you very much.
Now this word.
Tomorrow, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come back in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on! Woo-hoo!
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be, and we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss, see Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate, and watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Check out O'Mara'sRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible!
That's wonderful.
See you there. Looking forward to it. That is tomorrow night.
Very nice.
Nice to meet a lot of our great number 4 rated listeners.
Always.
Yeah,
this is going to be a triumphant little get together because I hope a lot of people that came to the first couple come out tomorrow night because they're the people I want to give hugs to.
Oh, don't forget for the first 1,000 people there, we do have the commemorative We Are Number 4 rated buttons.
That's right.
So come on out and add them to your collection.
Marvelous.
Now, about the show open.
Yes.
Hold on, Rob. I don't even have my glasses on.
A contest for that.
I love it when you write the clever one-liners.
Yeah, this will be good too. Get ready.
It's always nice to meet so many nice people.
You know, okay. That's an important.
Now, see, call. I'm going to give him credit there because that made me laugh.
You ever notice that Rob will jot down things for Don and me during the show, and I never get the funny ones.
I really don't.
Like fortune cookies.
I really don't. I never get the funny ones.
Well, if I get a non-funny one, I immediately throw Rob under the bus. But he changes his paper. There is no consistency. He will write on napkins. He will write on hand.
Yeah.
He will write on newspaper.
Whatever's available to
And
be
today
funny.
He's writing on quarter-inch Post-it notes.
Very small.
Now he's done one that's made me laugh.
I wrote down a funny one.
Balls. I said to him at the beginning of the show, grow a set of balls. Uh-huh. When I guess he was kidding.
Grow a set is what you said.
Right. Yeah. What did I just say?
Well, no, you didn't say balls. You just said grow a set. It's actually, I think, more strong when you say, hey, grow a set.
Yeah.
Grow a set of big balls. Need to do that.
In my organic garden.
And your lip looks better.
It does, doesn't it?
I will tell you when it's noticeable. It was not noticeable today.
The craziest thing happened last night.
I didn't notice it until you just brought it to my attention,
since the spotlight was on Rob.
I was at home alone, and I was thinking about it, and it split open, and 4 fully grown flies came out.
Oh, that's gross.
And ever since then, it's been healing.
That is so nasty.
Yeah, I think the pupa are out. So
that is so nasty.
I got a question, excuse me, about our software here.
Yes?
We go to the back room. I'm sorry.
Hey, I thought this show only had hardware.
There's a new piece of technology in front of me. Hey, John.
Hello.
Now, as I look on the screen, the new touch screen for the phones,
is that what you're going to be using for the phones now?
I'm not really a fan of the touch screen. I'm going to stick it with the old-fashioned, just press the button myself.
But
this is some new information. I noticed that Joe had a guy up there. The guy's gone now, but it had his phone number and I believe the number of times he's called.
And was that a lot
this
of time?
New feature. Jeff just put in new call screen software last night after we left. And there will never...
Are you eating?
He is.
What are you eating?
A little pizza, thank you.
You know, when 3 o'clock, when the 3 o'clock whistle sounds, in the producer's room, it's chow time.
And sometimes in the studio, too. How you doing, Rob?
How are you?
It's a rare occasion for me that I'm eating at this point in the day, but sorry.
I mean, speaking for someone who inhales his food prior to showtime,
yes.
That's, I guess that's when everybody else is doing the prep work, getting things
that's right.
up and ready, so that when we start talking, that's their opportunity
right.
to grab a bite.
Yes. I find it highly insulting. You know, eat on your own time.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, John, what about this new software? Because I love something that will help us catch a predator.
Oh, we will catch them all. All they have to do is call us once, and the computer stores their number. So it will never be a case of somebody hanging up on us too quickly. Joe will always have their numbers.
And automatically now, we will have a record of how many times somebody has called.
That is a little frightening in itself.
I love that.
I like that.
That's a number that's valuable.
Yeah. It's also a nifty feature that almost makes the bad caller list go away. Joe can push a button, and those people will never, ever get through again.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
I kid you not.
Well, then make the list go away.
Block them all.
I mean, that doesn't mean we won't keep the book.
What if, like, by the end of this week, we had no callers?
I'd say we'd be in a perfect position to go to number one in the ratings.
That's great.
All right, thank you from the back room.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
So does it look neat? Is it a neat screen?
Yeah.
Or is it the same old, same old?
No, it's a neat screen. It's full of
You're not going to use it, though.
No, it's full of all kinds of little, radio towers and little things going around.
Lots
and
of color. It's French software.
Ah. Well, let me come over and take a look at it.
What do you think?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Have a seat now.
How did you like it, Mike? It looks great, doesn't it?
Absolutely amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, what I like, what you mentioned before, the radio towers, are what I like the best.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. That's great.
That's very,
you
very
sure
good.
Must be tired after having gotten up and come all the way over to my side and seen this thing, and then...
I don't even sound like I'm breathing heavily, do I?
No.
Yeah.
That
is neat. Can I take a look at it again?
Come on over.
All right.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
That was bad.
Okay, Flash. here's the update on the show open contest.
Yes, please.
So eventually, hopefully starting August 1st, which is the end of the contest, we will have our finalists. We will have all of them selected, and we'll just play a show open made by one of you guys every day to start the show.
And I don't think we say it enough, really. Thank you to everybody that's put these things in. I mean, whether we like them or hate them, they're still appreciated. Everybody's sending these in, really.
I asked Yanni back there, because he listens to all of them, and he's in charge of our website. How many of the ones we've listened to thus far, the ones that we have thought are good or decent,
okay,
clean, it's clean, it's decent.
Most all gays.
We've got 20. We've got 20 already.
Wow,
so,
nice.
You know, if we go by his slipshod way of thinking,
yep,
this could be a passable list right here.
Excellent.
Of course, he's not committed to excellence like you and I are.
I still go back
to the Oakland Raiders.
I still go back to the one that jumped out, and that was the rap. I really think that was my favorite out of all of them.
Well, that'll make it. I mean, there's no doubt that will make it.
Right.
We'll end up with maybe 15 of them, so you won't hear the same one, but maybe once every 2 weeks. Let's hear a couple of them today. Time permitting, we'll try to give these as much air time as we can on these spins.
Right.
Here's one from Floyd Barber.
Whoa!
Floyd Barber, everybody.
And roll it.
Like I said, Floyd Barber.
Submitted for your consideration. To the casual observer, WJFK in Rockville might seem like a typical radio station. However, the people who work there are anything but typical. Meet Don Geronimo, millionaire playboy who is living the life of Bruce Wayne, complete with an alter ego, a trusted sidekick, colorful villains, and a utility belt. He even has a bat hound named Flake. Mike O'Meara is a raconteur/restaurateur with large appetites and even larger alimony payments. A talented mimic, this Irishman possesses the extraordinary ear for voices. Except, of course, the voice of moderation. A hedonist whose experiments with absinthe and chemicals have endowed this senior citizen with the libido of a 20-year-old and the sperm count of an infant. A giving lover is both clean and barren. Buzz is considered the holy grail of unprotected casual sex.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak, a freakishly huge idiot savant. Rob knows television trivia like his wife knows the back of his hand.
Oh,
Joe Ardinger, another idiot savant, except for the savant part. After a lifetime of drugs and rock and roll, Joe has finally hit rock bottom. And he's just fine with that. Johnny Norman, the newest member of this suit group. Johnny is perhaps the biggest mystery of all. Or maybe he's just really boring. Join me for the next 4 hours as we pay a visit to the Don and Mike Zone.
Very, very well done. Well,
I guarantee that one makes it.
That's terrific.
As a matter of fact, we're going to start the show today with
that's
that.
That's fantastic.
We're going to start with that. More of you guys and less of us, less of the tapes.
Oh, right. That was funny.
Is what we need now. You know, that won't be side splitting funny every day, but no. Once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks.
Fantastic.
Amen. Mark
that's
that one
good.
Down as a finalist.
Wow.
Thank you, Floyd Barber. And that's how you do it. You put a little music on it. You put a lip on the end of it.
Sure.
So that I can just rap until it's time for them to say.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's good. Thank you. That's a keeper.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Start today with a little B.O. Oh, I forgot the T now. Overdrive.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hi there. Hi there. This is crap, right?
You know what? Right. This is crap.
I know. Hello.
Right. Hi.
Oh. Hi there.
How about you?
I'll drink to that.
I'm on my second beer.
So many tapes now that I can play for you.
Yeah.
Let's stick with what works.
He's mentally retarded.
Win with a cigarette, stick with a winner.
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
Ultimate professionalism.
How is your bald spot?
Non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, how's your flying cow? There's no such thing.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Mike. Did you want to look at the phones?
No.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Suck It All and all the ships at sea. Caution. Retards in area. With Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. As you can tell by the smell... Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Tuesday, 0725-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Right, Buzz.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
And like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
And you know what else about him?
No, he's not retarded.
He's the only one. Now, you can call us just about any time from the United States or Canada at 877-365-3636. Let me see. You can also email us anytime you want. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go to hear us live on the internet. Go there and just click on Listen Live, and boom, it comes right through your computer. You can enter our contest, put the show open there, and find all kinds of downloads for your iPod, on the iPod or on the iTunes, that's pretty much it. Then we show up and we do the show, and in about 4 hours, we get in our cars and we go home.
Those iPods are fascinating.
I don't believe in them, Mike. I think they're a fad.
You think they'll just go real quickly?
Yeah,
you're probably right.
I like my Discman.
I think they're just going to burn up. You know, they'll melt down. They'll burn.
There's somebody I know who, this person I know does not believe. Oh, look, this is so sad. Look what it just did.
Just fades out.
You know, that's like what I used to do when I used to play records.
Oh, you were cheating a little?
Well, you know, when
you turn it up right now, would it still be playing?
Oh, yeah. Well, lot of times when I played... Sorry, BTO. A lot of times when I played records,
yes,
it was like a record was 4 minutes long, but the last 2 minutes was just the same thing over and over. I jump in at 2:30.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, just start podding down.
Program directors loved that.
They hated that. My God, did they hate that. BTO, sorry about that, BTO.
We're still going.
So anyway, now I've almost forgotten what I was going to say there.
Pretty good cold ending.
Before I get there. No, this does not end cold. This fades.
You know somebody, and it's concerning an iPod.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see, I thought that was the ending. Did they do an edit where sometimes they would end it after that?
No, let me see. If I go through my BTO history,
right,
roll on down the highway, that ends cold.
Right. See, I thought, would you let it ride? And then they come back in with the guitars again.
No, it fades out. Trust me, it fades out.
It fades out. Was that you or was it directly?
Or was it?
Pardon me for setting foot into your world for just a moment there. I just, you know. I knew you were fading it out early.
Well, you can see my hand.
So that would be a false cold ending that it had.
Yep. Bow, 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 bow. Yes, Rob is reading me notes. It's Canadian. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
What are you writing on now? What is that?
Uh-huh.
This is
the Luke
Katz post. The Wash FM post.
From the soft rock station when Luke Katz, the morning guy, came by.
The right color for that station.
Oh, there's a guy I know who refuses to move into the 1980s.
Wow.
This guy does not have DVDs.
Wow.
This guy likes VHS.
Right.
He doesn't like CDs.
All right.
He likes cassettes.
Right.
And he sees absolutely no need to move into the last decade.
Does he have a bald spot?
No, it's not Rob. It's a friend. I can't divulge.
Does he have a computer?
Negative on that.
Wow.
Not a believer, Mike.
Dial phone or touchdown?
Oh, God. Not been in the house.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I have. At least a touchdown.
All right.
Yeah, but like old-fashioned touchdown.
Right. Loves tapes, though.
Does he have a coffee machine that percolates?
Loves tapes. No, this is just the one thing with this guy, and I've gotten into discussion with him before.
Does he have any Teflon in his pans?
It would be a lot better for you to hear your music on CD.
Yeah, and he says, kitchen, there's a series of iron skillets.
And he says, why would I care about that? It sounds great. Uh-huh. Cassettes sound great. And I'm like, okay, you're right. And you go into to his media room, and the guy literally has hundreds of VHS movies. And I said to him, the picture on, imagine trying to explain this to me.
Yeah.
The picture on a DVD is much better.
Right.
He says, well, what's better than what I've got right here? I like what I've got.
He can see it.
So.
He's certainly saving himself some money.
He is. That he is. I try, Mike. I try to help.
Try to modernize him?
I try. He will have nothing to do with it.
He's resistant.
He'll have nothing to do with it.
Resistance is futile.
Does he cook by fire?
I don't want to keep talking about him.
Right.
I'm really depressing you.
He's a good guy.
I really probably shouldn't have brought it up. Yeah,
can you write his name down for me, please?
I'll tell you during the break.
It's that much of a secret.
No, it's Rob, write it down. It's nobody. It's nobody.
Somebody
that,
I know?
It's nobody that anybody would know. Buzz?
Yep.
Ed? No, it's not Ed. No, it's not my neighbor, Ed. See, Mike doesn't even know who that is.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. See, well, that's not accurate.
Not a big deal. Hey.
Show him the sign that you showed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I already know what he wrote. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
It was at one time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Please, stop. Okay, stop.
I'm not saying nothing.
I started it. Let's stop it.
All right.
I'm operating under incredible stress today. It's the unbridled joy. I don't know why I do this. I'm sure a lot of you do the same. I know Mike and I are the same way with things that we don't want to do. If somebody says to us, now, you guys have to cut 8,000 commercials for Toyota, each one has to be recut because there's two different words in it.
Right.
We would say, God, that sucks. I said, you don't have to do it for a month.
Oh, okay, no problem.
We'd say, okay. Then a month would come, and boy, we would just bitch and
yes.
Just...
Why did we say yes?
Pitch a tent. So, I've got the guys coming over today to install the new furnace and the new air conditioner.
Right.
Right? Because the old one's busted. So they're there, and this is a monster project.
Sure it is.
I am so stupid. I didn't realize that it was the exact same day that I had arranged for, what's his name, you know, my houseboy to come out and do the gutters. Mm-hmm. And also, I noticed that there were cracks in the ceiling.
Wow.
So the ceiling guys were there. Mm-hmm. So at one point today, there were 14 people in my house. They were on my roof. I could hear them on my roof.
Wow.
They were inside the house, probing inside, looking inside at the ceiling, and all the way down to the basement, where there was just a parade of, my God, I might as well set up a stand in front of my house now and sell Slurpees and Big Bites. And really, it would be just like going to a 7-Eleven. There are so many.
Welcome to the Geronimo Taqueria.
What the government should do is raid my house today. Because I am positive that right away you're going to get, I mean, I don't know how many of them brought relatives with them.
Uh-huh.
But for God's sakes, once the cleaning ladies arrive.
I think some of the relatives, I saw them in the Washington Post today where they were on that plane. That's 737. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
That's pretty amazing. Washington Post had a huge picture of this 737 that they absolutely load up with illegal aliens right. That they're deporting back to their country.
Wow.
And out on the tarmac, they have the shackles that they're going to put these guys in on the way back. I guess they've all been kind of bad since they've gotten here.
It's just me that it's no air conditioning and it's very hot today, and I knew that this was going to happen, and I scheduled it, and I thought, what the hell? Then all of a sudden the gutter guy shows up, and I go, oh, I forgot I scheduled you. Then, you know, then it's the bon vivant guy, the guy that really doesn't speak a lot of English, who's got like the Fabio haircut,
right.
Who really, the guy, the ceiling guy, his hair is so long, he does that thing that chicks do where he throws his hair back, like he's like,
is he going to paint? Is he going to paint your ceiling?
Yes, he has to paint the ceiling.
That's great. One of the great expressions, I think, of all time.
Well, and listen, let's be honest. Who really has done it? Well, I hold up my hand.
You have.
I have.
Isn't that how it got cracked?
No.
Way to go, Tal L.
I don't know if you know. I don't know if everybody out there listening knows.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you right now, you have not heard this before. There was a time. A time when I was much younger and much more fertile.
Okay.
The year, I believe, was 1979.
Oh, okay. Some time ago.
78 or 79. You know, which reminds me, I mean, my daughter was born. She got a birthday coming up. She'll be 29 this year.
Make you feel old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I was 18, almost ready to turn 19. She's going to be 29 years.
You were 18 and you liked it.
I did then.
Mm-hmm.
I was at working at a radio station. I was separated from my first wife. I was married. If you're a new listener, I have so much background, you'll never get it all.
Right.
Let me just say, I was married to Frida, you'll hear me talk about her, for 25 years. She passed away last year.
Right.
Before that, I was married, like a lot of kids do out of high school, married, I'm an idiot. My dumb girlfriend from high school, mm-hmm. knocked her up, and then that went to crap. So
I'm easy. I don't have nearly the in-depth story you have. One woman, man. Just chalk it up to that.
So, well, I did have 25 good years with Frida. I mean, I had 3 months with the first one, and then 25 with the second one. That's pretty good. I can't have put your record of stability, of course, right?
Yes, I have mine. Mine would be marriage and family on the seventh.
But at one point, I was between wives. There was a point, there was like three or four years there,
right.
Between wives. Mm-hmm. And I really went crazy.
Sure.
I mean, I was young and single and living by myself and working my way up the top 40 ranks from market to market, and I would just get laid in every single market. And the best market for the strange poon was Detroit, but I worked at WDRQ,
big radio station.
DRQ 99, DRQ.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I made love with the midget.
Right on your way out, right when you were leaving Detroit.
On the way out, mm-hmm. As a matter of fact,
your car was running.
One of my best friends back then, Big Jim Ryan,
yes.
Is now the vice president of Clear Channel Communications or something like. And I laugh when I see his picture, like in a trade magazine.
He's still a buddy, isn't he?
Yeah. Well. He's a buddy that I've not spoken to in over 25 years.
Right. Like
since he went one way and I went another way.
Buddy Ryan.
Mike, hold on. Let me finish the story. Let's play the buddy game.
No, I'm not playing the buddy game. I was just making a Ryan joke.
Oh, okay. A buddy joke.
Buddy Ryan.
Oh, Buddy Ryan, just like Jim Ryan.
Go ahead, mother.
Okay. So this guy, Jim Ryan, Big Jim Ryan, that was his DJ name.
I'm remembering the source of this story, where this started. This started with, I believe, something to do with man love. Number three.
Yeah. That's okay. Thank you. I'm going there. I wanted
to make sure you were still on the right
track. When I was in Detroit, I would get the strangest poontang when I worked in the city. Really, it's when I screwed the midget with Big Jim Ryan and Bill Garcia watching.
Mm-hmm.
They paid me money. They were in a closet. They bet me that I wouldn't do it. Also, when I was in Detroit, at one point I was very, very horny. God, I did 6 to 10 at night. And all I would do is answer the request lines and try to either get funny callers or girls. And there was some girl on the phone that night. That man, all she was doing, talking, dirty talk. Dirty, and it's like, you know, she says, what time do you get done? I get done with the show at 10 o'clock, baby. Where do you live? I don't know, wherever it was, you know. Okay, great. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
You're wound up.
I mean, so I get my car, and boom, I go over there, and she's a nice-looking lady, and she just wants to sit and, like, have a glass of wine.
Sure.
And she wants to talk. Mm-hmm. And, like, nothing is going to happen. And I realized...
Oh, so it was a total tease.
It was all talk.
I realized that nothing is going to happen. And
there ought to be a lot.
I am so ready for this. I swear to Christ, this is absolutely true. This has never happened to me before. I was so wound up that literally... I was in this chick's apartment, and we were making out and rolling around on the floor, and it was one of those things where she's like, okay, you know, enough, you know, and I said, okay, you know, that's cool. Meantime, you know, I got the old double B's, I got the blue balls like you won't believe, so I say to her, I have to go to the bathroom. She said, okay, it's right in there. I went in to her bathroom, her little not a little regular bathroom, but it was like a powder room bathroom.
Apartment size.
Yeah. And sat down on the toilet.
Oh,
and
no.
Before you know it, and I was in there a long time, man. I mean, I was in there like 15 minutes.
Huh.
Because I didn't go in there with the thought of doing what I did. I went in there with the thought of getting this out of my system, not literally, but just, I'll go put some water on my face.
Right, get it out of your head. Almost take a little version of a cold shower.
So, yes, I walked in, and lo and behold, I was still, you know, ready, Johnny ready to go, and sat down on the toilet and took care of myself.
Oh, dear.
And I believe it was the greatest sexual experience of my life, only for this reason, that my senses were so heightened.
Yeah.
I was so ready
right.
for the conquest.
And you were deprived.
And I knew I could not have it, yet I was just rolling around on the floor with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I went, anyway, you do the math.
Right.
From the toilet seat. I'm not kidding. To the ceiling. And I'm not talking about like one drop. Seriously.
Oh, God. Oh dear, okay.
I'm talking about I had to get up on the toilet seat at the end. You understand? To reach the ceiling. Like to get up there with her nice hand.
And you
towel.
Still remember that.
Wouldn't you?
Did she know?
She had no idea.
Oh, good.
I hitched up the pants.
Right.
Went outside.
And then you were cool as a cucumber.
Oh, at that point, it was like, what use do I have for you?
It should be in a book. Because
I got to run.
I've read of 6 feet before, you know, in terms of trajectory, but never straight up. That's, you know, against all gravity.
Buzz, I know that we're operating against a lot of censorship that won't allow me to elaborate.
Right.
I will tomorrow night at Mike's restaurant.
Yes. Ask Don then.
Tomorrow night.
No!
I will be glad to tell you.
Look around, cafe.
You know, tomorrow night on our ratings party.
And ever since then, they've called you Johnny Stucco.
Oh, really? God. I'm not kidding. I mean, why would I lie about this? Why would I lie?
You should.
This is absolutely true.
Top.
I'm telling you, it was a once. If I could make it happen again, I would.
I know.
No way.
Are you kidding?
No way.
No way what?
No way that happened.
But you're just effing with me now. I know when you're effing with me. I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of sexual stuff I'm really proud of. That I'm really proud
you're
of.
Proud of me. Right?
Are you kidding me?
How old were you? 19?
19?
Yeah.
So it's like I get done, and she says, wow, you're in there a long time. I said, yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my lady.
You know,
see later.
Gotta run.
Well, it's kind of like in the movie Something About Mary.
Then back to my apartment and had...
cool as a cucumber.
What a day.
Had just the TV on the floor. That's all I had back then. Really just a TV on the floor.
And you never saw that woman again?
Of course not.
No.
Are you kidding me?
She wanted a relationship.
Slut? Yes, of course she's a slut. She's calling a request line of 93-DRQ. I say 99 before. It's 93.
Ah.
93-DRQ.
93-DRQ.
Oh, but you know what? I am not the only one. Gosh, here I am monopolizing this. And I know that my buddy Mike...
This is today's theme, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike was caught again...
Not in the...
By his girlfriend doing that.
Again?
Again.
And really worked it.
That's what you told me.
Just hold on.
Like
you're looking at me, Buzz, like it's something that it's not compulsive.
I know, I'm kidding.
Mike, it would be what was the last
totally
time?
Natural,
two,
Mike.
3 weeks ago, or was it last week?
No, it was last week. It was last like Thursday or Friday.
It was last week. So that would be once per week.
Uh-huh.
Which is about normal for me, I think.
Liar.
What?
What, did you get your J on?
Yeah. Like, I don't do it every day.
Oh, please.
What? I didn't say I'm Superman. I'm not giving you a hard time. What are you giving me a hard time for?
I believe you don't do it every day, but more than once a week, right?
No, probably really once a week.
Wow.
I'm not like I used to be.
I feel sorry for you.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, there are other outlets, really. You know,
I have other outlets as well, but I'm still swinging for the fences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, once a week, twice. You know, maybe three times good week.
Now we're getting a little closer.
But no, this is closer
to Johnny Truth a lot.
The last time I did was when I talked about it, and this time
3 days ago.
I have gotten caught twice. Once was today was much more embarrassing.
Okay, what happened?
Today was the last time, as you remember, in this chapter. When last we checked with Mike, the compulsive Emmer, I was caught like right in the middle, like right before it even sort of started. But but this time I was done, and I had I didn't hear her.
I didn't hear a thing.
I didn't hear a sound. Well, this time I could have lied. I don't do real well. Carla and I we have a very, very open relationship, and we have a very trusting relationship, and I'm really, even the smallest white lies, I'm really bad at with her, because she knows, because I don't do it that often, she knows immediately. And she came in, and I was walking to the shower, and I was standing there in my boxers, and she comes in and goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, how are you?" And I guess she knew immediately, and she said, so the first thing she says, What have you been doing? And she gives me that look, and I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? And now this is how savvy she is. So I walk into the bathroom right off of our master bedroom, and she takes the remote control, and she hits the previous channel button.
Oh,
yeah, hold it. I was relaxing. I had had plenty of time. I had been to another two channels.
Good for you. That's all right.
And then, of course,
her way around
that. She knows 593. She went to 5.9. She goes, so she knew I'd purchased it.
So see, if you go to 5.93,
you got a 3 hour window, but you know that you've purchased.
There.
It's
right.
Still there,
yeah. Right?
And that's how she knew.
Running porno on DirecTV.
And it was just, and for some reason, at this point, it was because it didn't have that fairy tale ending that the last time had.
Yeah.
I was much more mortified, more embarrassed.
Sure.
Not angry, but at one point she said, "Wait, come here. What are you doing?" And I walked in, and we've got these old. Ye old 1903 doors that go to the bathroom,
yeah.
and they're double doors in our tiny little broom closet bathroom, ass pressed up against the shower, no room at all. And I pressed the doors shut, and I leaned up against them. And she's out there going, come on, what's the matter? I said, don't come in, I'm embarrassed. And I was embarrassed. I was 10 times more embarrassed than I was the last time, because the last time it was kind of like something you'd read in Penthouse magazine.
Right.
This time it was just like, you know, and then I got it, and then I got it. And she didn't say it because she meant it. She said it because she knew it would work me.
She said,
"What, you don't like being with me anymore?" And I'm like, God, there it is. After I was talking about how great, and she said that. And it was just a horribly embarrassing moment. And so the rule is, I'm giving it up.
Oh, good.
Never again. I will never do it again. I will never, ever touch myself again.
I'll sell this one out right now. Long distance dedication. Thanks to a guy named Carla, from a guy named Lil Mikey. He says he's sorry that you keep catching him.
You know, also, I was
thinking about it. He's not compulsive, though.
I was thinking about why guys do this. Guys do this for the obvious reason. It's the libido. It's the libido. We can't and all that.
We can.
But also, let's not ignore the lazy factor. It is the lazy factor. It is the easiest way, the most trouble-free, hassle-free way to, you know, to engage.
You get your nut, and you don't have to say a goddamn thing.
Right. And you can do it, and nobody's watching you. You're not, and it's that moment. Well, I'm not going to sit here and be the poster boy for that activity, okay?
Because I think you should be.
I know, you'd love that. Nothing would make you happier.
No, you know what?
Cal-El. I understand that.
I wouldn't mind being the poster boy for
it. Sure. No, you want to be the poster boy for, you know, breaking the light fixtures. That's what you want to be the
one
poster.
One time.
Super virile. It's virile.
One time, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
But somehow your story, you know, paints a picture of you like you ought to have an S on your chest.
I was 19.
And my story, you know, makes me like, you know, I ought to be, somebody put a sign in front of my lawn. That's the way I feel about it right now. Somebody ought to put a little sign, you know, he lives here. Compulsive Emmer lives here.
No, you know, that's how you got a sex drive.
That's right.
You got a friggin' sex drive.
But she was cool about it. She laughed. She got a big laugh at it. It's the kind of deal where I think I'm probably going to get worked on it as far as she's concerned for a couple of weeks now, because she's going to give me a hard time about it. And it was funny. And you know what? It was funny and not uncool, but it's still, because of myself, I was embarrassed.
It made you jumpy.
You know what it is? It's my hearing loss. It's my hearing loss.
See, if you wouldn't
because when you're doing that, hold on. When you're doing that, when you're doing that, normally your hearing is at an all-time, you know what I mean, sensitive. We've all done it, right? When you're sneaking it and all of a sudden you hear this. It's like, oh, what's that? Hold on a second.
Yeah, well,
this time it was just completely silent.
Like a cat burglar who hears a squeak downstairs.
Now here's, maybe my guard was down a little bit because I was, I'm going to say 2 minutes. 2 minutes done. I'd had time to flip to through some high definition channels, so I was 2 minutes out of it, and that's when she came in. And I could have lied if I'd really wanted to put the effort forward into a real, like, total lie. Yeah. I could have lied.
It's hard to do again, though. You know what? So. That's a lazy guy thing coming out
about not wanting to lie.
No, you know what you just said. I could have. But it would have taken a lot of effort.
It would have taken more effort.
I appreciate the honesty.
It was
so true. It's just like, that's why you were doing that in the first place.
Right, because you're lazy. It's tired. I had a late night last night.
And it's like, God, it would be so easy to lie to her, but, oh, if I lied to her, then I would have to waste more time talking to her. I'd just tell her the truth.
You know, they do it too. You're right, Rob. And Rob says, now to make it square, I got to catch her. And
therein lies the fun.
It'd be a fun activity. Hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to Home Depot. Going to be back in about an hour and a half.
They always say they don't.
And then just drive the car around the
just
block.
Just like farting. You know, right. Like the women. And I'm not. And please, let's not get the barrage of women calling now who say, you know, oh, I, blah, 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 blah. I love it when my husband farts and I do everything my husband.
Yeah, right.
And we watch porno together and then I take care of him. And then I don't care. He's got porno 24 hours a day.
I think if I watch porno with Carla, it would take the. She doesn't want to. She doesn't like most. A lot of women don't like to do that.
A lot of women don't.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of. Porno's for guys.
Porno is something.
Mostly, yes.
Porno, no, Buzz. This is not open for discussion.
Okay.
Porno is like my.
Porn's for guys.
My feeling about.
Star stuff.
About the exit. Not the entrance.
Right. Okay? You know, I watched Taxi Driver the other night. You know what she does when Sybil Shepherd, when Robert De Niro takes her to that movie?
It's a solitary life.
She can't get out of there quick enough.
Yeah, that's right. And hey, in that movie, can Robert De Niro be any freaking skinnier?
Oh, he's scary as hell. That is a scary movie.
Can he be any skinnier?
They're all skinny in that. Harvey Keitel is skinny in that movie.
Yeah, but
Jodie
really?
Foster looks like she's just gotten, you know, she's just gotten out of anorexia camp.
Yeah, but De Niro's the skinniest.
Yeah, but you know what? I think really it's for guys. Who does? Of course it's for guys. Porno's for guys.
Yes. But getting it on, touching and making things happen.
Yes. That's for everybody.
That's for everybody.
Except many women don't. I mean, many women do, but many women don't. And that baffles.
See, that's what they say. And I want to tell you something. That's where they're lying.
Perhaps they can say
they might just lying. Say
they're scratching.
Yes.
They're scratching themselves.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm taking a shower.
I'm on horseback riding.
Sure you are. Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to go bike riding today.
I'm going to go climb a rope.
different.
I feel, though, with this recent discovery that I'm going to be in trouble somewhere. It's going to, for some reason, it's going to be used against me.
Why?
This time. I don't know. This might be used against me.
Or
just,
there could be another
like sometime if I'm not in the mood or something like that. Oh, I suppose you like to be with yourself. I suppose you'd rather be with yourself.
I know what you're going to hear because I heard it for years with freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Why don't you just go get one of your girls off the porno? I'm sure they'll take care of you right now. I know. And a lot of times I would say, okay.
Right.
No, fair enough.
Done and done.
And then she would say, well, okay, goodbye. And, you know, she would always win that game.
She would always
lose that game.
And I know we've had this discussion a couple of times. We've been talking about porno for some reason. It must be. It's the warm weather, Don.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're talking about, you know, raise the bar on those 596 channels. Put something on a little bit better. There's way too much junk porn on there. Really garbage porn. Ugly, pimply, fat people.
I had it the other day. I thought you got your all money shot reel.
Yeah.
You know where you
well,
got.
Well, we talked
like,
about it last week. Or was
the
it
last
this week? I don't
know. Yeah. Well, it was the last time you got caught, Mike, just 3 days ago. It was.
And last week.
I would have the all money shot reel,
yeah.
You know, showing you what you needed. And if no matter what act it is that really gets you going.
I'd settle for just better quality in general. I mean, we talked about, you know, having all this, these specialty jobs. I just like to see them improve the overall quality of what they're churning out. But you know what? You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. You know why you're not going to get that? Because we interview the guys that make that stuff. You remember those pigs that we interviewed? They're garbage cans.
Except for Andrew Blake.
Well, I've never interviewed
your man, Andy Blake.
Right.
Perhaps you should. But Andrew Blake is the gold. Buzz has gotten you some of his stuff.
Yeah.
He is the gold standard.
They're your attractive people, good makeup, good
lighting. Unbelievably attractive people.
There you go.
I worked it today in the guest room.
Did you really?
Yeah. Because
hey, incidentally, you were giving me a hard time about my frequency. How many times per week?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Let me think about the last week. I swear to God, I'll tell you the truth. Tuesday to Tuesday. Last Tuesday? Yes. Buzz's DVD. Wednesday? Imagination.
Come on, just tell me. How about how many times?
Thursday?
I like the detail.
Thursday, no. Friday, pay-per-view. 1, 2, 3.
Three.
Saw my girlfriend on Saturday. Then Sunday, that was imagination.
Four.
Monday, a DVD. And today was imagination.
Five, six. Six out of seven.
Six out of seven.
No, I think you've got a problem.
Oh, what do you mean I got a problem?
I think that's way too much.
Yes, his problem is not enough time.
Are you saying every day of the week?
No. There was one day.
One day you did.
Almost.
Six out of 7 days?
And not every single day. But I got to be honest. A lot of times, like with my schedule, my own personal schedule at home.
Right.
When it gets to be like 12:15 and it's time for me to get ready for work.
Right.
And I'm going through the mental checklist of things, you know, like, okay, is all this stuff done for the house? Is all this stuff done paying bills? Is all this stuff done for the show? Is all this stuff done for the kids? Then I reach the point where I think, hey, I got 5 minutes.
Me time.
I think, I've got 5 minutes, you know, nobody's going to stop me. It's my house, like Chris Rock says.
Scream all you want.
So
today?
Yes, today. Yes. And today.
With the 14 guys in the house?
Yes, in the guest room. And can I
get all of them in the guest room.
Can I brag a little bit? When I say imagination, what I mean is, those are the times that I'm not watching something.
Right. You've got an incredible drive if you're able to do it with strangers in the house, no matter where you are. Yeah, that's a lot of drive. I would have difficulty with strangers in the house.
Mm,
When I used to have the housekeeper, I always was very, you know, probably it was a big deal if I ever tried to sneak into the room and do that, you know, while she was, like, downstairs.
Well, no, the guys, the gutter guys had gone, and the ceiling guy was gone. So it was just, at that point, it was just the guys in the basement.
Right, okay.
And then the gypsies weren't there yet, and I was upstairs, and, you know, but, Hey, what the heck? The cleaning ladies are coming over today. I'll give them something to clean.
Oh, God.
Really?
God.
So I just hopped in the guest room. It's fantastic.
And we mean hopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Come on. You know what you do? During this commercial break, you should do it.
Did it today.
Mike, I'm talking to the listener. I'm not talking to you.
All right.
I'm talking to you.
Somebody else.
To you out there.
Mm-hmm.
During this stop set we're going to hit on time today for a change, go ahead. You know, she-bop or he-bop. Do it. You feel better.
All of you.
And good luck, I hope you don't get caught. Although getting caught, as I've proven, can be a good thing sometimes.
It can be.
It can be. Yeah, boy.
You know, I'm sure people try to get caught, too.
You know, not by the police, though.
No, but I mean, I'm sure people play those games, Buzz.
Yes, oh, of course.
Hey, everybody plays it. You probably played that game.
I like games.
Catch me, Mommy.
How often do you do it, Buzz?
Used to be daily. Lately, it's been, I think, down to about three times a week, probably.
What?
No, I'm, you know, all right, okay, I mean, me, I'm,
how about you, boy?
I can't. Almost never.
Almost because never. Of all the people in my house. Although Carrie was away last week.
Did you?
Yes. I would say every day.
Every day.
Well, I mean, if you go to the beach, you might as well go down to the ocean if you're there.
That's right. I believe him. I believe him.
All right.
I believe he's got a lot of stress in his life.
Mm-hmm. Half to one time a week.
Half?
Just kidding.
Half. Second
I'm kidding.
Half.
I'm kidding, of course.
Half.
Half to one time a week. I don't think I have a particularly, like, over-the-top drive. I really don't. I mean, I think I'm normal. I think I'm not abnormal, you know, but I'm not, you know, is there interest there? And the fact that I think really that adds to the fact that the odds are astronomical that I've been caught twice.
Astronomical.
Yeah. Astronomical.
Astronomical.
I really don't try. I am vigilant. I try to pick the times when I'm going to be alone. And the fact that I've been caught twice is a little departure from reality for me.
You know,
it's unsettling.
Well, don't worry about
or
it.
Or perhaps it's exciting.
Yeah, and maybe you need to explore that part of yourself a little bit more.
No, I've been, believe me, I'm a pro. You know, I might not have the frequency that you guys
have. Has anybody broken in the office yet?
No, not I.
I don't mean like a cat burglar. I mean, has anybody broken it in?
Just the engineer.
If you know what I'm saying.
The engineer.
Of course.
You ever?
That engineer that was here earlier.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever work at work?
I don't think I have. At the old place? I never worked it at work.
At any time during your career, you ever worked it at work? I have.
I'm sure.
When I was playing records.
I'm sure I did.
I probably did. One time, like on a Sunday night.
Yeah, when I mean, you're in a radio station and you're alone and you...
I did it in the studio.
Well, you can't abandon the control panel.
I did.
That's when you don't want your program director to walk in.
It's like a Sunday night.
This button.
That might be worse than when I saw, you know, the suppository guy.
Oh, I forgot.
The guy at the transmitter that was putting in suppositories.
Right. Supposedly. No, that was, believe me, that's what was happening.
You said you had some doubt about...
And that guy's name was Jim Farley. And look at him today.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, Mike caught him putting suppositories in out of the transmitter site.
Now he's a major news executive.
Right. And he's the star of a brand new soap opera on the Don and Mike show called Meet the Fartleys.
The Fartleys.
The Fartleys.
Oh. A wonderful Fartleys. Well, the thing is, I'm gonna install cameras.
Mike, excuse me, the brand new executive producer of the show is telling me to please be prudent and play commercials now.
Very good. You won't get any argument from me.
The executive producer?
Yeah.
Right here. It's called My Brain.
I hear you.
Just another step that you're walking further and further away from that job.
Exactly. Beware of the IG.
The intergovernment.
The intergovernment.
Oh, yeah. The IG. Mm-hmm. Right. So at this point, you hadn't even meekly held up your little clock yet.
You said you were going to break. I believed you.
Okay, good. That's why I'm the EP. I'm the EP.
Hey, Jack.
And you're soon to be the FP.
So you're telling me it's time to rub out some commercials?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. And we'll be right.
Number 4 Arbitron Radio.
Damn straight.
The Don and...
Walter, what's the point, man?
There's no reason. Here's my point, dude. There's no f***ing reason why these...
Yeah, Walter, what's your point?
Huh? Walter, what is the point? Look, we all know who is at fault here. What the f*** are you talking about, huh? No, what the f*** are you... I'm not... We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
What the f*** is he talking about?
My rug. Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, I can't go give him a bill. So what the f*** are you talking about?
What the f*** are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across this line, you do not. Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Negative.
How about you?
That would be me queuing up the wrong cut.
Little Freebird.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Freebird. No effing way.
Okay.
Not out of that beautiful Big Lebowski cut.
You're going to buy me.
Hold on a second. And besides, sorry. aren't you like me now? Aren't you so trained? I got more Skynyrd on this disc.
I love Skynyrd.
When you hear this, you think of KFC now?
This is Danville Success Station.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is just such a...
Have you heard the commercial enough now that it sounds like KFC?
Now, if you play You Got That Right, now we're talking.
Well, you're listening to the wrong show then, Mike.
Come on. Do I ever request songs? Do we have that?
I ain't got it, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
I know a little.
Enjoy Luscious Jackson. That was the selection that I had planned to come out of the break with.
Is this?
Luscious Jackson. Kind of an almost new song.
Yeah.
It was like 10 years old.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and there it is. The comedy concussion. So what the hell? You want Skynyrd coming up, Mike?
Oh, goody gumdrops.
Just for you and all your friends at Waffle House. Coming very soon.
Skynyrd's in my iPod.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. Ford. Sponsoring Don and Mike Show on Westwood One. That's our show. Oh, I need just 30 seconds.
Okay.
Because I don't want to piss off the good people at EA Sports.
Of course not.
Let me try something
real fast.
God, I wrote the phone number down. Jesus Christ. Hey, Rob, write down the new hotline number, will you please?
Yeah.
Write it down for me. Because Rob gave me the number, and I sent it to the people at EA Sports.
Right.
And I got a very pissy email from them saying that Torrey Big Game Holt,
yep,
tried to call 5 times on Friday.
Oh, dear.
And tried to call twice yesterday.
Really?
And on the hotline, and I don't know if he was calling during commercials or what. See, I don't even have a phone in here to pick it up. I mean, literally, I don't have a handset.
Right. So we're dialing out right now.
So I'm going to call it now. Nobody pick it up. Just let me see where it rings.
Okay,
now I see it.
This is the hotline you're calling?
So that's it way down there?
That's right.
So would anybody in the other room be able to tell that it was ringing?
Yeah, but it's not got like a strobe light on it. It's just a flashing light like any other
one. So in essence...
So you might have thought that was a request line.
Yeah, well, I had no idea. I guess, in essence, what the guy from EA Sports is saying is correct, that Torrey Holt could have called and, in theory, could have just, like, let it ring 100 times.
Could have been overlooked, yeah.
Okay. Well, he sure am pissed.
Wow. Torrey's mad?
We don't want that.
Torrey Holt sure am pissed.
Really?
Because, he's a busy guy. He's got stuff to do.
Well, yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, especially if he's doing a lot of these promotions.
Trying to call the show now. Oh, I wrote... God, I'm stupid, Rob. I wrote the number down right there. See, once again, executive producer for myself. I wrote it down.
So if somebody... Shouldn't we have an indicator light if the hotline rings?
Mike, that's on the to-do list.
Wonderful.
Let me just say, to clear my conscience here, Madden 2007 is available August 22nd. Do yourself a favor and pre-order your copy from EA Sports.
Yes. I think it's overrated.
That's Mike speaking right there.
Yes.
That's he's Mike alone. Speaking. Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara speaking. Not me, certainly. Not me. All right, so, I like getting those emails. You know, basically the guy writes to me like, hey, Dick, you're a nobody. We picked you, I should bring the thing in. Well, no, I can't because it would maybe bust my relationship with him.
Yeah, you don't want
but
that.
It was like, in essence, the guy was saying, you're like the most unknown person that we've invited to play in this tournament.
Ouch.
And Torrey Holt played against you, and we thought you had a good time. And then we called your show. We called 5 times on Friday. We called the business office. They said that you don't do the show from there anymore. We called the special number that you gave us. We called your cell phone number. You know, so I sent the guy an email back like, I'm an ass. We have promoted the game a lot.
And we promoted the game beautifully.
Yeah,
that's all they care about. We did what we were supposed to do.
All right, so that is that. Oh, listen to this.
Yes.
Hold on a second. You want to talk about big news. Everybody on the show has got to change their plans for this weekend.
Okay.
Because the Potomac Nationals, the minor league affiliate of your Washington Nationals, announced that Mike of the Don and Mike Show will sing the national anthem before the game this Saturday, July 29th, and...
I haven't even had time to get nervous yet.
Mike will also throw out the first pitch before the game.
Cool.
I didn't know that. I'm reading the
play. I didn't know that until just read it.
I knew you were going to sing the anthem. I didn't know that you were throwing out the ball.
I knew that.
Let me see.
What time is the game?
7:05.
Okay.
Against the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
Oh, cool.
They're very good.
Now, here's what I was thinking about this. Mike's going to sing the national anthem. We're going to tape it, and we'll play it on the show on Monday.
Good.
It would be really nice if Mike had support of his friends and family. I think that we should all of us, go to the game, bring our chicks, you know, in the case of Rob, you can come stag.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I would also like to invite Tom and Dennis and Bob Mailman.
The whole family.
The whole family should be there. Bring everybody out.
Yeah. No booing.
That's nice.
During the anthem.
Right.
No booing during the anthem.
Right.
I mean, once you're out there to throw the first pitch,
that depends completely on whether I throw it a strike to the catcher.
Well, I think either way, Robert, the mailman would probably boo you. But I'm picturing in my mind's eye, because we've been to that stadium before, right?
Isn't that where we played our Don and Mike Bowl?
Yeah, we played a charity softball game or two there before.
Right.
That's a real nice a minor league park.
I think it's Prince William County Stadium. Isn't that what it's called?
I think so. I'm imagining a section, you know, with the red, white, and blue bunting and everything.
Right. I've been just told it's Fitzner Stadium.
And there is one. Hey, John?
Norman!
Hey, John.
Hi there.
If you have something to say, please say it to the class.
I'm sorry, I won't do that again.
John, don't pay any attention to him. I don't get any privileges on this show. Just whisper something in my ear if it's really, really important.
I love you, Mike.
You heard that, too.
Yeah. We all heard that. I think it would be great if we had a little area, like almost like when the dignitaries go to a game.
The dog pound?
Yeah, where they would get some bunting, some red, white, and blue bunting. I'll bring my girlfriend. Buzz and Marcia can come. John and Kelly can come. Hopefully Joe and Tracy can come. Rob can come. Yeah. And
I'll invite Terry.
Now the pressure's really on.
Carla can sit with us, and hopefully we'll get Tom and Dennis and... But Dennis, there's a name from the past. And Tom and Bob Mailman.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I've been far too disappointed by Dennis in the last year.
Yeah, no, I think we misspoke there. You didn't really mean to say
that. You don't mean to. He's not really... I mean, he's kind of been banned from the family for a while, hasn't he?
What if he came and brought Christmas presents?
I'd make an exception.
But he'd have to bring wrapped Christmas presents.
Wrapped Christmas presents. He can come.
He won't even call. He won't even call. Yeah. You know what? Let's just move up his spot. Let's give his spot officially to Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
All right.
You want to ask Homo Joe to round out the threesome?
I think the more the merrier. I think the more the merrier, the more people we have there, the better.
And Joe
who's part of our extended family? I mean, I think you've mentioned everybody.
Joe can bring whatever guy it is.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
He's dating, who's not currently beating him up and drowning his dog while he ties Joe to a pole with Saran wrap.
Right. That's right. There'll be none of that at the park.
No, there won't.
Oh, so you've requested the classic version, like the Robert Merrill Yankee Stadium attempt, as opposed to the pop singing style,
Can I hear a little of both?
All right.
Please.
This is the one. Oh, say can you see by the... That's the Robert Merrill.
Okay.
And then the other one will be, oh, say can you see...
What do you feel more comfortable with?
I feel like I ought to fake it a little bit to cover my nerves, so I think the Robert Merrill will get me through that. If I do that, I can fake that sound, being the a talented ape, I can do that, and that's the one I think that's going to be my go-to.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it like Bill Devane.
Come on.
Oh, say, can you see, Jack, by the dawn's early light.
Like Charlie.
What's so proud? No, I'm not going to. I believe, when you get into trouble? You know when you get into trouble? When you screw around with it. Roseanne demonstrated that, and it was a lesson to be learned, if you forget the lyrics.
I just remembered something. Is Smart Charlie here today?
No. No, Smart Charlie's not here today.
Oh, no.
No, Smart Charlie, Smart Charlie will be here tomorrow.
He comes and goes.
Smart Charlie will be here tomorrow.
Oh, he's not here today?
No, he's not. No.
Not even for just a moment?
No.
No, Don.
Smart Charlie have a Monday evening?
No, just Smart Charlie's
not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We've been doing it off the air. We've been.
I know. You guys always do that.
Almost
to me.
Like flower. No. Listen, he didn't know about it. I just had the thought. We were just talking about it. He said, "Have you sing like Devane?" And I said, "Sing like Charlie." And that made me think. I've got it written down here. As you
right.
can see, I wrote that down at home. Smart Charlie.
Smart Charlie. Ah. Damn it.
I've got it as
that's
a go to.
You know what? I'm not going to stay up late or get up early with a dog anymore.
I think you could just give us a taste of Smart Charlie.
All right, John, if you want Smart Charlie, fine.
Please, Charlie,
stop it.
What happened to you?
What happened what?
You used to be, like, mildly retarded.
I don't like that word.
What word?
I don't like that word.
What, retarded?
Just leave me alone. Shut up, all of you. You've made me late already.
What's 4 times 4?
4 times 4 is 16.
Wow. What's 16 plus 16?
16 plus 16? Mike doesn't know math, Don.
32, Charlie.
A lightning strike cured me. Got a little piece of gray right up there right now.
Yeah,
what do you think of that, fellas? Everyone just chill out, all right? Just really chill out.
You want some pizza?
No.
Ice cream?
No. Fattening. Oh. Calories.
That's right. What do you want, Charlie?
What I'd really like is to be left alone. I'd like to be left to my own devices.
Are you not...
What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I just amused
me. Hippie boy.
Yeah, sorry,
my God, yeah. Everybody's on Charlie.
No.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not your silly, stupid man anymore. Well,
Charlie, okay. You've changed.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you noticed that, hmm?
Yeah.
No,
remember how it used to be?
Aren't we smart, Rob?
Where are your overalls you used to wear all the time?
So where I'm wearing a nice, lovely summer suit. Seersucker.
Nice suit.
And you like... Designer.
I've never
it's a designer suit.
I've never seen
something
you
might not be accustomed to in this room.
I've never seen you in shoes before.
Shoes? These are not just shoes. These are Ferragamos.
Very handsome.
What a Gamo?
Ferragamos.
Vince Ferragamo. He's playing for the L.A. Raiders.
You wouldn't know. I see your sartorial splendor.
Okay. What do you think your IQ is right now, Charlie?
Oh, 130, 135.
Right.
I suppose. I'm not really sure, though. Could get hit by lightning again.
Yes, anything can happen.
Then it would go right back down again.
And the other thing I've noticed off the air with Smart Charlie is that you
and
really...
And thank you for calling me Smart Charlie.
And the thing...
I'm sorry. Smart Charlie.
Right.
Not Smart Charlie. Smart Charlie. Ours are pronounced.
The thing I've noticed is that you really seem to hate Rob.
May I go soon? I have theater tickets. I'm at Wolf Trap this evening.
Oh, why is it that you seem, during the commercial breaks, Smart Charlie, to hate Rob so much? Rob used to be your best buddy.
Yeah. Rob is tedious, he's annoying, and I just want him to leave me alone. It's Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Stop it, Rob.
But Charlie.
I insist, but Charlie, you're mocking me, and
remember,
your tone is mocking.
So many things I've taught you
no,
in the past.
Stop, please.
I try to help
you're ridiculous.
You.
You're ridiculous. End of discussion. Talk to the hand.
What about when you've been cursing at him?
You incredible bastard.
Oh, Charlie.
F you.
Wow.
F you, fat ass.
That's the show I've been getting during the commercial.
Like F this. You, Rob. Constant. Constant. Leave alone. The Charlie man. Leave him alone. And F you.
Charlie, how do you feel about the conflict in the Middle East?
How do you feel about the conflict in the Middle East?
It's a serious question, Charlie.
There's nothing serious on this show. This show is filled with mockery. All the time. F both of you. Leave me alone.
Smart Charlie.
Please call me Charles. No, Charlie. Charlie with a Y. How quaint and cute. C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Charles.
That's right.
You got it? You a-holes? Do you understand? It's a new Charlie.
I like this.
A new Charlie is born.
You just wait till you get hit in the head again.
I'm going to put my fist down. I could hit myself in the head right now. With the bottle. Watch. It's this easy.
You don't want
okay.
to do that.
All right, go ahead.
Watch it. There I am.
Hey, wow. There he
is. Pizza Time Theater. Charlie, Charlie, Charlie.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there. Hi, Rob.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Charles.
Hello there, Don.
How are you, Charles?
I don't know. I don't know, dog.
You want some dog. Pizza? You want some pizza?
I want some pizza, big one, with sausages and extra cheese. Everyone have ice cream and fun. I'm going to hit myself in the head again.
Okay.
Here we go. Bam! Screw all of you.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Here we are. A study in contrast, wouldn't you agree?
I do agree.
History. Yes, the many sides of me. Complicated, yes, but I like it, too.
Thank you, Smart Charlie.
Thank you very much, Don. And F you, Rob.
Oh, you.
Badass.
Gotta go now. Gotta go. I'm getting my car detailed. My Cooper Mini. I bought a new one.
And you've grown your hair out as well. You don't
have a shaved head. No, not the shaved head anymore.
And when did you get the goatee?
The goatee is something that I developed a short time back.
Very happening.
Well, I like it. I think it's a classic look. I'm really into the classics. Literature, clothing. I enjoy it. I really do.
Who is Bill Shakespeare?
Bill Shakespeare, well, who doesn't know William Shakespeare? He's fantastic. I love all of his stuff. I mean, Midsummer Night's Dream, probably my favorite. King Lear. There's a good one, too.
Do you like cartoons?
No. The Hobgoblin of Tiny Little Minds cartoon. I don't like animated. I like some of the animated CGI efforts that are being made in Hollywood now. But I really don't care for cartoons per se. They're silly.
You're right.
Tonight, clubbing and maybe a little casual sex. I'm well known, don't you know?
Do you have regular sex with notable women?
I have regular sexual activities. I have desires. I have needs that must be made. Oh my!
Okay.
I've stayed too long.
Okay. Bye, smart Charlie.
Take care, Dom. Bye, fat ass. Oh.
Bye,
Charlie. Just hit myself in the head again?
Yeah.
Goodbye, boys.
Bye, Charlie.
I had my brother committed. Goodbye.
Was that the last batch of smart Charlie?
Yes.
He might be back though.
Might be back in another day.
Smart Charlie. Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
Smart Charlie.
Smart Charlie.
Smart Charlie.
Wonderful Smart Charlie. Everybody have a good time. And I hear your fat-ass drunk partner's going to sing the anthem.
Yes, he is.
What a dummy.
Saturday night. Performance prior to July 29 game. Mike O'Mara of the popular nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio program will sing the national anthem on July 29 with the Potomac Nationals face the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
Cease to be a dear and say that Stuang Stabilak sends his regrets.
We heard Mike say he wanted to sing the anthem before a game, Potomac Nationals general manager Bobby Holland said. So we called him. He's as excited as we are. In addition, Mike will also throw out the first pitch before the game.
What a foolish lark. Foolish lark. Publicity stuff, if you ask me. Don't you agree, Spiewak?
Why are you even talking?
Shut up! You're an ass. You're a silly, tedious ass. I've got to go now.
There, too.
I don't know. So much to do, so little time.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes. I'm hungry and I've got to pee.
Okay, bye, Charlie.
Bye-bye, Mel. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was on the fly, of course.
Yes, of course.
That was something we actually ad-lib.
Mm-hmm.
We broke away from the script there, and boy, are the writers going
to
be pissed.
We have a script that's usually about 2.5 to 3 inches thick.
Really, though, Kat, at some point we've got to get together, do it on the air. Why waste time off the air doing show prep when you can do it on the air?
Right.
Exactly. We should really put the think tank together for our new soap opera, Meet the Farleys.
Yes.
Meet the Fartleys,
right.
Featuring Jim Fartley from WTOP and his wife and their children, their news gathering children, and of course they do everything on the eights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
yeah. What I envision is the Meet the Fartleys segment each and every day. When last is you as the narrator saying, when last we met the Fartleys, you know, and then a little storyline, and then, you know, always punctuated by Mr. Fartley occasionally saying something something that a nerd would say. That's how it would work. You know,
I gotta go, brother. You know, it's time for me.
You know, when last we checked the Fartleys, you know, and then the organ music.
I want a little red wagon.
I don't think so.
I can't do my work.
Well, that's how you start a cult. Is that what he says in The Mighty Wind?
Right. Yeah.
Is that how you establish a cult?
Right.
Right.
Comics constant companion.
Uh-huh. God, movies. That made me think. I am. That's a good movie. Miami Vice looks like a crappy movie. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. However, I'm intrigued with Colin Farrell. I've seen him on all these TV shows, and God, I wish that I didn't have so much stuff going on in my house today, because I swear to Christ this morning at, what time did I have him on, like 7:40, whatever time it was, he was with Matt Lauer. He dropped the S-bomb.
Wow.
On the Today Show.
Got through.
Hold on, Yanni, you got it?
Yeah, I saw a post on that on the site of which we do not speak.
Oh, really, on Rupert's site?
Yeah.
Well, if any of our listeners out there has it, I mean, it was
pretty good.
here's how great it was. There was the same thing as on Letterman. He was on Letterman on Tuesday night.
Right. I mean, he's known for it, that he does the cussing all the time.
And about halfway through Letterman, Letterman brings up the topic, so you're not drinking anymore. And he says, you know, in that, you know, that cockney way.
Right.
You know, no, I'm not drinking anymore. But he said he stopped drinking 6 months ago. He might start drinking again anytime, but he has stopped drinking. Okay. So I had already heard this story one time on the Letterman show.
Right.
I'm watching the Today Show this morning, and Matt Lauer says, I understand. And also when he was on Letterman, he said something very interesting. Letterman said, are you an alcoholic? And he said, no, I'm just a guy with a problem. Okay.
Well.
Hello.
Mike O'Meara.
He's my hero.
So he's on the Today Show, and Matt Lauer says, understand that you're not drinking anymore. And he says, yeah, it's been 6 months. And some stagehands go like this.
And the audience didn't applaud?
No. This was on the Today Show.
This morning.
So Matt Lauer is doing the more serious interview with him.
Right.
But at one point, Matt Lauer is sitting there in the director's chair, and he's got his legs crossed in that Matt Lauer way.
Right.
And he's trying to be casual yet macho, that whole...
Sure.
Thank God Couric's gone, and it's my show now.
The tough guy.
Send Ann Curry to Beirut and let her talk for 30 seconds and then give me the whole friggin' show.
Right.
So he says, and you're not drinking anymore. And Colin Farrell says, no, it's been 6 months. And then you hear some members of the cast or crew, maybe even people who are out there in the audience, their studio audience going,
oh, a little support.
It's a smattering. And he says, well, it's obvious that they give an S. And it was such a grand moment. Now, I've got TiVo,
right?
And I've got the ability to record right from a TiVo,
sure.
onto my disc.
And I mean, they've got a delay, don't they? Don't they have some kind of delay?
I guess they don't. Here's the problem, though, because I had so many guys at my house this morning. This thing happened. I said, oh, Christ. I didn't even call Rob about it. I thought, I'll just leave it on this channel.
Right.
I'll go back. And boy, you know, with the TiVo, you go back and it's there.
Uh-huh.
Well, as it turns out, I left it on Channel 4 and came back about an hour later and wanted to back it up and realized that the TiVo only backs up an hour.
Yep.
And then
you lost the whole thing.
I've been away, and it was right at the very end when it was just Matt Lauer who said, all right, well, good luck. It's good to see you.
We'll
be back. This
has.
Is today on
the way to do it would be as soon as he did that would have been to hit the
record button.
Then it saves it permanently.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it was one of those things, I walked out of the room, and I thought, I can come back and do this later and just burn this right under the disc myself. If anybody's got the tape, I'm sure on the West Coast feed of the Today Show,
they edited it out.
That it's gone.
That's too funny, though. That's his M.O., that he's got a potty mouth.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I think Colin Farrell was on Saturday Night Live last year, and he dropped the F-bomb right at the end of the show, too, and it got through the censors also.
You know, Colin Farrell, the one thing I know about him, I think really the best English-American accent that I've ever heard. You see him in a movie when he's speaking like an American guy, you cannot tell. I mean, it's amazing to hear him when he speaks with his native dialect.
Yep, you're right about that.
Especially when he says the S word.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's almost as funny as seeing a brother with a really heavy British accent.
Right.
I'm sorry, that still makes me laugh.
You still just, go back over those Lennox Lewis tapes all the time.
Well, mate, I tell you what. If ape is inevitable, stay back and enjoy it.
Who's ready for a rumble?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was calling my Colin Farrell. I didn't see him on the Today Show, but I seen him on the Big Reed Show. If you got TiVo and you got a chance to get the interview from the Reed Show, you should get the one from there because he was pretty funny on there.
See the Reed Show?
Yeah, you know Reed Sylvan.
That's what we in the fan club call it. The Reed Show.
The Reed Show.
Right.
Well, I think it's kind of an insult to Kelly Ripa.
And
who watches for that scam?
Anyhow, all the women in the audience were just fawning over him, and Kelly Ripa.
You know what I like? I'll see you at the meeting when we eat our Reed's cheese. And that's where we each take our own body cheese.
Right.
That's accumulated while we've watched Reed, and we roll it into little Reed's cheese balls. And at the meeting, we all eat our own Reed's cheese.
Yeah, it's a ceremony. It's almost like a ritual. Ritual sacrifice.
And whenever Kelly is on, we all go, oh, get the flat-chested Peter Pan off TV.
Skank, 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 skank.
No, oh, you cooties. More Regis, please.
The Reed's. Show.
More shots of Regis's ham.
Just Reed. How about that? Just Reed. That'll be the name of the show. Reed.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, tell Mike.
I'm right here,
sir. Tell him yourself.
You actually got right through to the air studio.
Retired.
Wow, that's crazy. I never had that done.
Crazy, baby.
No, Colin Farrell's from Ireland.
Yeah.
No, you said he was English. I was just...
No, I said the English. English is the language we speak here in the United States. So when I said American...
You should have said American.
I was just saying, because Mike, you know, Mike's a big Irish guy, so...
I appreciate it, but I didn't know that he was from Ireland. I know he's a big Irish.
Cool.
And let's give Ireland back to the Irish.
Ah, amen. Yes. I agree.
Let's do that.
Why not?
Let's give
Ireland
back. It's the
same old thing since 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie. You're so Irish. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Desire.
Go, Ireland. Yes, sir. Donnie says it looks like Pennsylvania.
It does. We were there.
Yes, I said to Mike, really, if you close your eyes, and just look out the window and think, I'm driving like through Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
And then I closed my eyes and the side view mirror exploded.
Oh, shit.
I'm afraid to open his eyes.
That was
one
scary.
Slight traffic mishap while driving in a foreign country.
Very minor.
10, 15 years ago, you don't let it go.
That was, I don't let it go. It was emblazoned into my brain.
You don't let it go.
Flying over the quaint.
Well, let's just have a little recap of what happened this morning at Mike's house.
Don't come in, Carla. I'm not doing nothing in here.
Yield doors.
Don't come in. Don't come in.
Hey, wait. Boy, it's so hard to keep that door shut with one hand.
I don't know about Channel 593. I know nothing about... Of course I want you. Yes. Yes, I did it on Thursday. I did it on Thursday.
Oh, what's up, babyface?
That's exactly. Were you there? That's exactly how it went with my metal door to my bedroom. My metal door that sounds strangely like a locker.
Your panic room.
My panic room.
Press the button. The J.O. room.
Your Hispanic room. When we come back, Mike.
Yes.
It's the craze sweeping the nation. Mm-hmm. I am not sure exactly how we will handle this.
Okay.
There's a website called Hitler Cats.
Oh, dear.
And these are cats. These are little kitties
that
look like Hitler.
Wow. This might be one of our rare serious interviews.
Who knows?
You never know.
Right.
It's dealer's choice.
Hitler cats.
These aren't like musicians, right?
No. These are no cats. No daddy-o. Okay. These are actual cats. When I was on the site earlier today, they got like 100 of them. You just click and, you know, the slideshow goes through. It's like a Persian cat that's got a white face, and it's got what they've all got is the Hitler mustache.
Yes.
They've all got, right, Rob?
Yeah, they're great.
Gee, I wonder how he stumbled upon that.
I got the tags on the mailing.
You know, when you Google that word enough, you'll find anything.
I don't like cats.
So we'll be back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Ah!
Yes,
ah!
Tomorrow, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come back in the warm glow of number 4.
Right along!
Woohoo! 8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be, and we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Check out O'Mara'sRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible.
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the tractors going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's exactly it.
You
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike! Like 15 inches of strap-on comedy, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you just heard we'll be at Mike's joint tomorrow night. We really do want to thank everybody. Jesus Christ, when you think about 3 months ago,
yeah,
when the ratings started to come out, they were bad, and we asked for you to listen harder and listen longer and support the show, and damn if you didn't. Damn, we didn't come through in big numbers, and we just really want to take the time to thank you very much for listening to the show.
Yeah. We do appreciate
it's
that.
It's huge.
And we want to see you all tomorrow night.
It's huge.
Please.
Like we used to say back in the day, the good thing about these ratings is just it keeps them off our ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're very happy here in our new studios.
Yes.
And you know that they would have held that against us if the numbers had not been good.
Sure.
So come on out tomorrow night, and very seriously, let us, why don't we use the velvet rope as maybe the great dividing line tomorrow night?
Okay.
I want to meet
Please
as,
to explain.
I want to meet as many people as possible.
Yes, of course.
However, I have noticed in previous times of being at your place,
yes,
and meeting our listeners, that quite often you do a pretty good job sometimes of insulating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get some guys standing there because you reach the point when you're meeting our listeners and it's nice, and then you, after like 2 hours, you get the people that have been there for 2 hours,
right,
and they've been sweating a lot, and they've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
And that's when I've noticed when...
See, I don't notice that.
That's when I notice, you know, when I get in my car...
I don't notice because I'm in the same condition.
I get in my car, and it's like, I go, yeah. But, you know, my clothes smell like B.O.
What
my,
do you
my,
require?
How
do you want to work it tomorrow night?
I would like to be surrounded by a velvet rope.
Yeah. Well, we have a velvet rope.
Oh, would I?
I mean, I would...
We have, like, that, you know, that area where the couches are?
Yeah.
We pull it aside
I'm
most
kidding,
of the
Mike.
Time.
I'm kidding about it.
Would
that.
You like to be on the other side of a velvet rope?
No, I would not.
Would you like us to set up a table?
I would not. I'm
all right.
I'm kidding.
Well, Buzz has said that he, you know, we were going to give him an area, and he wants the freedom to mingle. And I mingle.
Whatever you prefer.
And you mingle when we're there.
Of course I mingle.
I mean, I don't like to be stationary in one area.
Right.
I don't like that.
I like walking around too. There's no other way except honest to say, first, thank you for the ratings. We wouldn't be where we are without you. Thank you for your support. But frankly, going out every month and meeting with you people towards the end of the night, there's a transfer of body fluid somehow.
There are a couple of handshakes, the kind of handshake that occasionally you want to dash right into the facilities.
You know, I think
finger gun.
Yeah.
I think maybe after like 10 o'clock, maybe then I would require the velvet robe.
Very good.
But before then,
right,
I will be as if I was one of the regular people.
Good for you, Don.
Oh man.
Up until 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's good.
I you know what, I'm gonna even waive the eye contact rule tomorrow night.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow,
me.
Big night.
Yeah, don't commit to something you're gonna go back on.
Okay, let me just say, one eye contact.
All right.
Meaning, if you want to come up and say hi to me tomorrow night,
direct eye contact and look down at the floor. Right?
Wear an eye patch.
For the rest of the conversation.
Wear an eye patch.
Actually, wear one of those sleep masks.
You know, it's, I'm kidding about all this. Come out tomorrow night.
Yeah,
we'd love to see you. Go ahead, dude. You know, go ahead. Just spit on me, lick me, do whatever you want.
That's why we're there.
I ended up...
that's why you're there.
Excuse me, I always end up with more of you on me than me on you anyway. I'm talking you, of course, the listener.
Right.
One great thing about our new house, and that's part of the reason we're having this party, is that we finally got our new studios. We don't bitch about the equipment anymore. Things are great. We're totally... I mean, talk about being insulated.
Nice.
When Lou Katz, our DJ friend, was here last week.
It was great to see Lou.
Lou works at the Soft Rock Station. When he walked in, he said, so where's the PD,
right,
the program director?
Mm-hmm.
I said, 20 miles away.
Right.
So where's the general manager? 30 miles away. He said, so when do you see them? I said, I'll see them at the Christmas party.
Bingo!
And it's like at that moment that the light went off and Lou said... Oh, my God, they just gave you guys the sweetest deal in the world.
Right? Yes, what we've always wanted.
New equipment, and we don't have to be around any of those jerk faces we work for.
Right.
Two things I have noticed about our new house.
Yes.
First, another great thing about working with all guys and having only one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed we've been here 2 weeks now? A staple of the other place, of WJFK.
Oh, the
was you would walk in there, and I mean, it was like a 5-year thing.
Yep.
It was a flood on the floor.
Right.
No flood on the floor. No. Also, I've noticed this. The seat, it's always up.
Yes.
The seat, she's always up.
You got a room full of guys here.
This is the
She's
got the goodest seat always up.
And the other thing that I noticed that's just so guy, but so us. Mike, for a while, in his own clever, diva-ish way, said the only thing he wanted was a dispenser.
Paper towel roll.
Paper towel roll on the wall.
A paper towel dispenser, which Rob got a great one.
Yeah. So we do now have a paper towel roll on the wall.
Because as much as I like all you guys, that was starting to get a little tedious.
Right. But because we are guys, the roll of paper towels has run out. We have not, no one has taken the time to take the middle thing out. And put the new roll in.
I don't want to break it. I don't know how it operates.
So there is just a roll. There is just a roll of
paper. Anybody give Buzz the instructions for how the paper towel roll operates?
I believe, Buzz, it works very similar to changing the toilet paper.
I'll tell you,
seriously,
I would say you'd probably be the one that would have given it a try. Did you give it a try?
No, I just set whenever. It always runs out on me, so I always set a fresh roll of paper towel
naturally
on top of it.
Because he uses about a half a roll every time he dries off.
That's right.
And that's what makes this truly the Dynamite House, H-A-U-S, is the fact that the seat's always up, and now we've got the thing on the wall, the holder, and we're out of paper towels.
Do we have any paper towels in the building?
Of course. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No. There's a brand new roll of paper towels.
But nobody's put it in the thing?
It's sitting on top.
I set it on top.
It's sitting on top of the empty cardboard thing got the metal thing, that's like your toilet paper thing in the middle.
I didn't want to break it with brute strength.
If everyone has a moment in the next commercial break, let's convene in the bathroom and I'll teach you all how to do it.
Is it a bit of a process?
It's very simple.
But is it something where you need to know how to do it?
You need to know where to live.
It's all in the wrist.
Ah, gotcha. Well, listen, I tell you what the hell do you do around here? Why don't you just put that on your to-do list?
I will put it right at the top of my to-do list.
I'd like to know how to change it just in case it runs out when I'm there.
Right.
Can I go in with Rob and just... Because we can yell through the wall.
Sure. You can hear us.
Go ahead. Have a good time in the bathroom.
I'll get my lesson
during
the
break. I'm going to the bathroom with Rob.
All right. Bye, Mike.
Bye,
see you guys.
Bye
now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Here
you go.
Hello. Someone's already done it. All right. Can you
hear it?
Somebody already changed the paper towel roll. Who did?
Hey, which underachiever back in the back room was an overachiever today? John, say things. Don't raise your hand. I see you now. Hi.
Sorry. It was me. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I figured I would take care of it while the discussion was going on. I didn't realize I was going to interrupt a bit.
Okay, hold on a second. Thank you, Johnny. What?
And then the roll just lifts in right out.
What, Buzz? You got to speak up, Buzz. I can't hear you.
It's easy.
What, Mike?
Even a tard could do it, Buzz.
Is it easy, Mike?
Yeah, real easy, but it is.
John,
right. It is a technique.
Yeah, you got to know what to do.
John actually did it during the commercial.
Did John figure it out on his own?
Yeah, he did.
John!
John
went to the clinic with me, the tutorial.
He's real mechanical.
He is.
And now, really, what we're waiting for here is the finishing touches. We're all kind of waiting for a few little things to be done to really spruce this place up.
Oh, hi.
I think it's going to get done.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mark?
Hello, Beluga.
Hey, how much you want to bet that Fat Boy can't make it to the home plate? Fat Boy!
Yeah, F you, Beluga.
Beluga's taunting you.
That's bye-bye. Beluga the pug.
Oh, that's the guy pretending he's your dog. He's your dog.
Yeah, that was a very... That I don't make it to the... I guarantee you I make it to home plate.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Sorry, everybody, for the delay.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've all been thinking like we have. Hitler, Hitler, Hitler.
Always.
Who doesn't think about Hitler every day?
All right, so there's a website. Now, I want you to beware. Rob has set this up.
Uh-oh.
We're calling the Netherlands.
Again.
So technically, we're calling the future, but...
So we're going to call another dull Dutch person?
We're calling a guy named Koos Plekt.
Koos.
Oh, excuse me, Koos.
Koos Plekt.
And his website is Cats. That look like Hitler.com.
Uh-huh. You know, they gotta love that wacky internet.
Real website.
And Buzz is, Don, I don't know if you can see where you are, but Buzz has brought up the page on the internet.
Oh, I've been there,
with
Mike.
A couple of the cats.
Yeah, they're cute, aren't they?
I've been there. I've been living on that website the last couple of days.
Wow.
Cats that look like Hitler.
Uh-huh. Incredible.
They have
inconceivable.
He's got a blog.
Inconceivable.
Sure, there's our ring.
There's Netherlands ring.
Because remember what Marge Schott said.
Oh.
Hello, is this Koos?
Yeah, you're speaking with Goose.
Goose. Coach Plecht.
Coach, yeah, hey.
Hi there. My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Coach, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I don't know. Just having a website and doing lots of other stuff. But I'm sure you're referring to the website, right?
Yes, your website, catswholooklikehitler.com.
Yeah, that's my website.
Because how much beer was involved in developing this website?
Well,
I love it.
I think a couple of wines and a couple of beers. Not too much.
Are you getting any hate mail at your website?
Well, every day I've got a couple of hate mails, and but I've got most of the mails are pretty positive.
You see, Kusty, here's the area that I get stuck up, get hung up on. Generally speaking, kitties, cats, pussies, they're lovable,
cute,
lovable
fluffy
creatures.
Yeah.
Hitler. From everything that I can tell, and I Googled him last night. I was
you read, have you read some literature on him recently?
I Googled him last night,
right.
And his resume is not sparkling.
He's not a good guy.
Popular. Now, granted, I'm no student of history, but it seems to me that back in the day,
I think the 50s,
he was a bad maybe before that, Mike.
All right, I'll go. I'll take your word for it.
Maybe before that, I don't know. And ironically, a cat is a Jewish name.
K-A-T-Z.
Yeah, you know, like, cats look like Hitler.
That is ironic.
So anyway, I do the Google search and I go, oh my God, mm-hmm. This guy Hitler, he's an awful guy.
Man. An awful guy. So why do you tie in this awful guy with fluffy, cute kitty cats?
Well, yeah, that's just a coincidence. I love cats. I have a cat of my
own. You love what?
Cats.
Yes. Oh, cats.
Well, not Hitler, obviously.
I love kids.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah, well, I love.
This is Dr. Z. As long as I'm on the phone, can you explain to me Dr.
Z? He said Hemi.
Can you explain to me Dr. Z from the new Chrysler commercials?
Kind of looks like the Monopoly Man.
And why is it that we as Americans are supposed to think that because some kraut has got something to do with a car that we should all jump to attention and goose step and buy it?
It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Scary, I mean, really.
Not enough time has passed, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Never forget, Mike.
Maybe they just think because Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected governor that we're all going to follow this guy into the, you know, Dodge dealer.
Hi, this is Dr. Z, and of course, it's the best of German and American engineering, but then again, we invented the automobile, so why would it be any other way?
Coach Plecht, what kind of car do you drive?
Well, I don't have a car, but I have one a year ago.
Oh, man, what, do you just walk around in wooden shoes and stuff?
No, I never had any wooden shoes.
How many pictures of cats who look like Hitler do you have on your website?
Well, I currently have more than 200.
More than 200.
So are people are obviously sending you pictures of their cats?
Yeah, well, yeah. They're sending me.
What's the nicest thing? What is the nicest thing they've said to you?
They said to me?
Yes.
Well,
people email you, I assume.
I think some of the nicest things, well, are from people that are relieved that I finally had to let a laugh about it, especially some German people, young people,
yeah.
Where she always used to
it's
be
a good
very
question.
Serious.
What was his answer?
Especially from positive feedback from German people. I'd be curious, who are you getting that? What country is sending you the most pictures of cats, Coz?
Most pictures? Well, that must be the United States.
Yes,
oh, the United States.
Yes. We couldn't be more proud.
Okay. Yeah, well, you simply have a lot of persons in your country. So,
Coz, why Hitler? I mean, I know the cats have mustaches. Well, why Hitler and not, say, Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of those questions.
No, that's my question to you. Why Hitler instead of Charlie Chaplin?
The English language.
Well, let's be honest. Hitler's far more controversial.
Are you making any money? Are you making any money on this website?
No, it haven't cost me a buck, and I'm not making a buck either. And I don't know; it's not a plan to do so.
Have you thought about rabbits who look like Mussolini?
Well, I have a lot of people saying that.
How about gerbils who look like Bush?
Dogs that look like Saddam.
Well,
Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Especially in that shot where they're going through his hair, where they're looking like for headlights.
Right. You could find you to just put the picture of Saddam Hussein next to the dog.
Yeah, so, well, we should try it.
Here's, I don't want to give any serious questions, but have you ever gotten a picture of a cat that looks like Hitler and somebody has dressed him up like in a little Nazi uniform.
Yeah, well,
you have.
It does happen, but most of the times I just dwell at one place, because most of the times it's just a step too far.
How about chickens who resemble Kim Jong Il?
I don't know. I haven't got them. Because people are sending me all kinds of strange things.
Let me ask you this. Huh? Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's really funny? And I'm not talking about like it's controversial. Is it really that funny? I'm looking at the cats, and they really don't look like Hitler at all.
I don't know, but I don't think it's that funny. But the
my guy disagrees.
Far more
John
fun.
Thinks it's LOL. My partner thinks it's
R-O-F-L. R-O-F-L.
Going on the floor.
I-M-H-O-L-O-L.
Please. R-O-F-T-L, Mike. R-O-F-T-L.
I hate to be to pour water all over this, but, you know, Hitler was taller.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he?
No. When I Googled him, I found out he was no shorter than, he was no taller than Pat McCormick.
Yeah, that's true.
Pat Mahatma McCormick.
Coach, I understand that Hitler had a problem with flatulence also.
Well, I didn't know. He had a lot of problems.
You seem, are you fascinated with Hitler?
No, not that.
Do you have any cats? Do you have any kitties that look like Eva Braun?
No.
How about Rommel?
How about Hermann Göring?
No, well, they didn't have the mustache.
Well, all you have to do is just get a really super fat cat.
Yeah. That's so easy.
Coase, what do you think of Hitler?
Well, as a very, the wrong person. Well, he did a lot of
he was
wrong
a very
stuff.
Wrong person.
Yeah. Okay, let's try that again. Let's see if you can give us an acceptable PC answer. We'll give you another chance to give you a rolling start. Coase, what do you think of Hitler?
Well, I built a special...
You know, again, Coase, hold on. Let me just hit you there. Yeah. How things work
Help
here
him
in
out,
the
Don.
Real world. When someone says, no matter what the circumstance, even if you're running a website, kitties who look like Hitler.
Mm. You're not going to get many interviews that are going to be as easy as this one, Coase.
When someone says... When someone says, what do you think of Hitler? Mm. Here you go. Word association?
I should have an opinion, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen.
You said bad.
He's bad.
He's very bad.
Answer quickly.
He's bad. Yeah. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, do I take it from the top again?
Yeah.
Maybe? Go ahead.
Coase, what do you think of Hitler?
Well, he's bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Wow. Very bad.
Very bad.
Have any of your cats built good roads?
Do you think Hitler liked cats?
Good question.
No, he liked dogs more, I heard.
Well, see, wait a minute. Now you seem to know a little bit about Hitler.
Yeah, well, you pick up a couple of things about him along the way.
Along what way? Along the way of developing the cats that look like Hitler website?
Well, I'm getting loads of mails every day, and everybody's telling something about him.
How is Hitler thought of in the Netherlands? You were neutral, right?
Hitler was neutral.
No, your country was neutral, wasn't it?
My country was attacked by Hitler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were attacked by Hitler.
We planned to be neutral, but it didn't work out.
You planned to be pussies, and it didn't work out for you.
Sometimes.
Coase,
it didn't work.
Coase. Describe yourself physically. Describe yourself.
I'm guessing tall and wiry.
I'm thinking maybe, yeah, definitely wiry, maybe not so tall. Describe yourself. What do you look like, Coase?
Do I look like?
Yes.
Do you look like Hitler?
No, I don't have a mustache. I'm just a, well, average guy. With no mustache, and, well, it's not out of fashion for years now.
Are you bald? Do you have a good head of hair?
No, I have a good head of hair, and just wearing sandals now, and just some jeans and a T-shirt.
Hey, you're in the Netherlands. Are you wearing sandals with socks?
No, without socks.
Oh, okay.
What color is your hair?
My color is brownish.
Oh, brownish. I don't believe that.
He's skirting the issue.
What color are your blue eyes?
I have blue eyes, right?
Yeah. And how long have you been a member of Aryan Nation?
they've never asked me.
What are your politics, Coase?
Well, sometimes left and sometimes right.
Sometimes
I don't know. Well,
yeah.
Would you allow skinhead cats?
Yeah.
Coase, have any of your friends ever said they don't trust you?
Some, probably.
Uh-huh. What do you do? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. She's Jewish, by the way.
She's Jewish. I bet she loves your site.
Hey, Coase, we could ask him. How does she feel about the site?
What?
How does your girlfriend feel about the website?
She keeps me, very sharp, and she said, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah, she's content with it, how the way it's now, and it's not harmful or something.
Right.
You, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger's father was a Nazi?
No, I didn't know.
Not a joke. You know, the governor of California, well, one of you know, one of your people, you know, from your side of the pond.
Well, yeah,
he's one of yours. What?
It's just the same continent.
Yes, it is. You're right. Because how do the Dutch feel about Germans?
Well, there is a bit of, they're rivals.
Rivals?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of jokes about Germans. And
Tell us one. Could you tell us a German joke?
Tell us a good German joke.
No, well, they're not really, the Germans, we don't see the Germans as really funny. We have more jokes about the Belgian people. Because
tell us a joke about a Belgian.
How about a Belgian joke?
A Belgian joke.
Well, I don't know. They're mostly about how, dumb they are.
Uh-huh. How dumb they are. Tell us a good, dumb Belgian joke.
Let's hear one. Come on, lay it on.
I'm not a joking person. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
You're not a joking person. Your website is cats that look like Hitler.
Yeah, that's true.
A good joke.
Don't you have a good, like, Polak joke?
Well, I have to come back to you for that later. I have to look one up and ask my friends.
I see.
Look one up and ask your friends.
So you're wearing sandals right now? Are you wearing anything besides the sandals?
Well, besides sandals, jeans.
Jeans? And, what brand? What brand of jeans?
I don't know. I have to turn them. Well, I have to. Well,
are they American made?
I don't know. It's on the back side.
Are they American made?
Yeah, probably.
Aren't they all? Let me just end this. Aren't they all? Yes. Let me end this by asking if you realize that just the fact that you have a website, catsthatlooklikehitler.com, that would not even be possible if not for the United States of America. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah, well.
And you realize that back in the day, we saved your sorry neutral ass. I hope you realize that, right?
Well, I'm very thankful for that. Good. I must say, and on behalf of my grandfather, too.
What's next for Coach Plecht?
Well, just see this one out and go on with the other things I'm doing in my life.
Did we ever find out what he does for a living?
Well, I'm just studying. I'm a college student.
Oh, you're a student.
Studying, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And everybody, you go over there, everybody's a student.
Here's a Polak joke. You could use this for Belgium.
Okay, try this for Belgium, okay?
I'm going to say Polak. Oh, I'll put Belgium in. How did the Belgium ice skating team die?
They don't have an ice skating team.
You are not a joking person. You are not a joke. You've got a German sense of humor, Coase.
Listen, wow. Captain Lester, when I give you the setup, just say how, okay? How did the Belgian ice skating team die?
I don't know.
They drowned in spring training. That's fine. You can use that if you like.
Yeah. Are there any brothers and sisters in the Plecht family?
Well, I have two brothers and two sisters.
Well, it's not often that we have Nazi sympathizers on the show. And I know it's very controversial what here in D.C. with the Holocaust Museum and everything.
Yes.
Let me just say, though, that, that's the great thing about America, that if you've got a guy who... loves Hitler and loves cats and looks like Hitler.
He can express himself on the internet.
He sure can.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that, but I don't love Hitler.
Really? Coos, what do you think of Hitler?
Yeah, well, he was a bad person.
Yeah! Great job! Good answer.
Yeah, kind of. Best job for that one, Coos, man.
Okay.
There you go.
Coos Plecht.
So now you know the next time you're interviewed by DJs and they say to you, how about Hitler? You say that, you say he's a bad mother effer.
You might want to work that in, okay?
I have a joke prepared the next time.
Okay, you have a joke for us next time.
Okay.
Well, tell your girlfriend Ava we said hi.
Okay, I'll do.
And good luck in the bunker.
Okay,
good luck with the cyanide, whatever it is that Hitler used. And
and our best to all the Plecht.
Okay, I give him my best.
Goodbye now.
Okay, goodbye.
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 I can listen to the soundtrack of the producers all day long. All
right. Sometimes these calls are so stupid, we can't even do our stupid, dumb bit with them.
No, you had to get to the bottom of it. Yeah. And then what the hell is he doing?
All I know is that Belgium does not have a skating team.
Yeah, well, there's that. He had a German sense of humor.
He really did.
That's the way that the German guys would answer that. They don't have the skating team.
Hello, this is Dr. Z. You're asking me why the new Chryslers are so good. How come that advertising agency does not know that? I found that very insulting. I do not want a German man speaking to me.
It's Dr. Z. If you notice, all the new Dodge and Chrysler products. Look at the grill of the car. They all have the little Hitler mustache. Dankeschön.
Hi, it's Dr. Z. buy a car now, and you get a free kitty cat. And if you don't buy the car, we kill your kitty cat.
Yeah, we drown it.
What do you think of that, huh?
Dankeschön.
Who are you going to call now?
Not the Z.
Who are you going to call now?
It is time to wrap the cat up in the saran wrap. Yeah. Drown it.
That's right.
Hello, this is Dr. Z. You know, enough time has passed. Stupid Americans will now buy their automobiles from a man who's coming and saying that Germany is a superior nation.
Hi, this is Dr. Z. Many of you have not bought the car, so what I'm going to do is tie this little kitty cat to the dropper of this Durango and drag it around with the Hemi engine. Meet the Hemi engine until the cat is no longer.
Look at the cat inside.
Don't get shine.
Hammy? Hey! That really, cat looks really, like Himmler!
No, seriously? Seriously, what does that commercial, now that you're making me really think about it, what does that say about that company's image of Americans?
Germans are smart and Americans are stupid.
Yeah, fine engineering and all this thing, and the guy comes over, you didn't say Hammy!
And you know, somewhere over at Daimler, I always say Daimler like Jeffrey Daimler, yeah. But at Daimler Chrysler, you know, somewhere over in East Berlin, and I still call it East Berlin, you know, they're sitting around the square table with a crooked cross, and you know, they're looking at this and they're going, ah, the Americans, so stupid. This is simply the first step as we reestablish Deutschland über alles. A secret weapon is Dr. Z.
This is wonderful. They are really responding well to the retarded man that jumps on the truck with the Hemi engine. Very exciting.
Hello, General Burkhalter. I have outstanding news. I was listening to the John and Mike show today, and they had them out with the Hitler website on today. Can't it look like Hitler?
Clink, I want you to drive a car with a Hemi and get me a sandwich.
Don't you shine.
Hey!
Yes, Major Hoxpeter.
It is Chrysler's ultimate solution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. But can I get right on it right now, my Dodge Durango?
Get me Dr. Z on the phone. And where did you get such an adorable kitty cat?
Ah, he looks just like the Fuhrer. I'm so excited, General Burkhardt and Major Hoxpeter. Goodbye, Hogan!
It always gets back there, doesn't it?
Rightly so.
No matter what our discussion of Germany, right. It will always get back to Hogan's Heroes.
That's right. You're goddamn right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else are we going to talk about that country for?
Yeah.
Really?
It's better than talking to Coach Plek.
Are you kidding me?
Coach Plek.
Or Dr. Z. Hi, I'm Dr. Z. What I wanted to do was just make sure that the American people knew that there was nothing American left about your cars at all. The Japanese, they come out, they lie. They say, we have plants in Lexington, Kentucky. We have plants in Evansville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hi, it's Dr. Z. If I could, I'd be wearing my Nazi uniform right now. I will in the next set of commercials.
Hey, Dr. Z.
You didn't say Hemi.
Hi, it's Dr. Z. Maybe you enjoyed my performance in the movie Opt Pupil.
Hi, this is Dr. Z. Join me, the boys from Brazil. Yavos.
No, it's Opt Pupil, based on the Stephen King book. You've seen that one with the old guy. There's the story is based on the Stephen King book that there's this old Nazi guy that's hiding in seclusion.
A war
right?
criminal.
And a guy finds him, a kid finds him, and makes him dress up in a Nazi uniform and makes him act all Nazi crazy.
Wow. He gets it in the end, though.
Yes, he does.
Nice ending.
And I think in that movie, isn't there a cat like in the oven in that movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, nasty, nasty stuff. It's that British actor that plays the Nazi.
Sorry, Dr. Z.
Dr. Z.
The cat looks nothing like Hitler.
Okay. All right, well, let's break and hope that one of our commercials is not Dr. Z.
I hope
That sure would be embarrassing.
Sure
that
would be very embarrassing.
We'll be right back. Okay, stupid Americans.
There's the commercial. Snap.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That's what a gun sounds like.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Very violent there.
Come, watch them stem the road.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. God damn right.
Thank you, baby.
You know, today is the 25th of July, and that means in a moment we'll be celebrating Christmas
in July.
Yay. That's a fabulous promotional idea.
Christmas in July. First, I got a list for you. I love a good list.
Mm-hmm.
But even before that, Oprah in the news.
What's she doing now?
About her big old lady panties.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know, the more that Oprah says she's not a lesbo, the more I think the liquor does protesteth too much.
Ah, yes. So there's that's still in the news?
Mm-hmm. The muncher does protest too much.
Mm-hmm.
In the last month,
yes.
Oprah Winfrey has gone on her TV show and announced she is not gay.
Right.
She has had a press conference and put in her magazine, that she is not gay.
Oh!
Here is the latest statement that Oprah's made.
Oh, good.
I'm not gay. She's not gay.
Huh.
Gayle King's just her friend.
Right.
But it doesn't mean they have not shared panties.
Really?
Oprah said...
Isn't Gayle a little more petite than Oprah?
Oprah said... Yeah, when they... it almost reminds me of... remember on Pee-wee's Playhouse? When Pee-wee had his giant underpants?
Yeah. Hello, Pee-wee.
And he would wear them as a turban. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Oprah's underpants have got to be like.
Right.
Oprah said... Here's a quote. Here's a quote. I was 22, and I was working as a TV anchor in Baltimore.
Right.
There was a young production assistant named Gayle King. One night, there was a snowstorm. She couldn't get home. I said, hey, girlfriend, spend the night at my house.
Your penthouse.
She said, I don't have any panties.
But I've got plenty of body oil.
Hold on. I said, girlfriend, you can spend the night at my house.
Right.
She said, I don't have any panties. I said, I do. I have clean panties. And once I give them to you, you don't have to give them back.
That's
the quote from Oprah Winfrey about how she's not gay.
How did Robert get
away?
He snuck in there for a second.
You know why?
Why?
Robert is right by the bank of...
this is Robert the Mailman.
Fart sound effects.
Well, that's interesting that the... now, why did she come out with this story right after the denials? You
don't
think she'd want to low-key it.
And as long as we're on this right here, let's talk about Monique.
Ah, now, baby, great eyelashes.
Okay.
Break me off a piece of that.
Baby, I just want to say, Nubian princess. Can you imagine just making love to a fold of her skin?
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. She's pissed with United Airlines. They threw her off an airplane. Now, apparently... It's not like that time that we were on the plane. They made all of us change seats because we were screwing with the weight distribution on the plane.
Right. Please don't do that.
No. Apparently, God, this would be a mistake. The people at The View are considering replacing Star Jones with Monique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because listen,
Monique would be a great replacement.
When you want to get rid of one fat black chick, mm-hmm. just bring on another fat black chick.
Seems like that's what they're doing.
So she's trying to get to New York for this audition,
sure.
And as it turns out, she's in first class, and her hairstylist, I guess, is back in coach,
right?
And her her hair dryer, I guess, is in the overhead bin.
It takes up the entire overhead bin.
Right. It's lined with a chair.
Let me see. The people from the airline said, you got to get this thing out of this bin. It's not big enough in first class. Put it back in coach with your hairstylist.
Huh.
Then she said, listen, I can't deal with this. And with two snaps up, one of the waitresses on the aircraft said, hey, listen, since 9/11, anytime anybody gives us attitude, they're off the plane.
So she didn't want to move her big carry-on bag back to the coach section?
Correct.
Wow. So she pitched a fit.
Correct. And the stewardess threw her off the plane.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So she was off the plane, and she missed her chance to be on The View. But I bet she gets another chance.
Oh, man.
This is Robert, the anger mailman from Don's and Mike's show.
Hi there, hello, Robert. Baby.
Hi there, Robert. All right, so that's all I got. Oh, and then this list. Okay.
Yes.
Yesterday I gave you the list of Blunder Magazine's wussiest artists.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest.
Is that a
wussies.
Drinking magazine?
Blender? No, it's not, Mike.
Okay.
No, it's a new hip magazine.
I always wish it was a drinking magazine.
I know. For Generation Y.
Okay.
This is a list from AOL. You know, we We are. Are we still partners with AOL? Is CBS still partners with AOL?
I haven't heard about it in a while.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that every once in a while I'll get something that says, attention, CBS employee. I got it today.
Might want to call Dick Ween.
This is Mike. He does not write the CBS Insider anymore.
He doesn't?
Oh. No, don't you remember? Dick Ween.
Did Dick Ween get fired?
No, I think.
Was he downsized?
Didn't he retire?
I think he retired because sure. He was an old Dick.
Oh, spend more time with the Weens.
The guy that actually wrote the CBS inter-office publication, the news at CBS, the guy's name is Dick Ween.
Yeah. Dick Ween, the Weener.
The Weenster.
The Ween Man.
The Man of Ween.
Weenstinia.
All right, here you go. Also, not from Blender, but from AOL, an email they sent me today, probably countless other millions got.
Right.
Let me see. The 111, the 111 wussiest songs ever.
Huh. And now this is not just rock. This is all the songs.
Well, let me see. It appears to be pop and rock.
Pop and rock, okay.
Pop and rock. And this is from AOL, and what it is it is a response to the list that Blender magazine had that we read yesterday of the biggest pussy rock stars.
Okay.
So AOL goes to its people, its subscribers. And what is the deal with AOL now? Am I an idiot for continuing to pay for it? Because I keep reading that AOL is going so down the crapper.
I mean, they're horrible. Every month they seem to be losing more subscribers.
That the deal is supposed to be if you have AOL for broadband, which I do, they're just going to give it to you for free.
Wow.
You know?
They should.
Well, yeah, right, they should, because I could change to Yahoo or to Gmail.
Right.
I could even, God forbid, use my CBS account for mail.
You could go to catsthatlooklikehitler.com.
Yeah, sure could, Mike.
He's got email there.
Here we go. Here are the top 10 wussiest songs ever.
Right.
I think I've got a clip of each of them. So bear with me. According to AOL, people on AOL.
Now, yesterday's list I thought was kind of bogus.
Yeah. Number 10, wussiest.
Bogus, dude.
And they don't use pussy, they use the word wussy.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because they can't do that
from AOL.
Politically correct.
The number 10 wussiest song ever.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Coldplay. Fix You.
When you get what you want, but not what
this
you
is
say.
Pretty wussy fine. Now, you guys aren't Coldplay fans, are you?
No, are you?
Yeah.
Are you Apple?
I like Coldplay. I like their first album.
I like Coldplay.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's 2 out of 2. I mean, 2-4, 2 against.
I like the line in the 40-year-old Virgin.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm familiar with it.
Number 9.
Thank you.
Number 9, wussiest song of all time.
Oh, what? They're out of their mind.
If I'm right.
Oh, hey, name it and claim it. Thank you, Buzz.
You're fine. Don?
Yes, Mike?
Seriously, if a picture, you know, was to paint 1,000 words, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't I paint you?
I painted you, Mike. On the ceiling.
Okay. Oh, my God. I wish we could talk over intros for the whole show every day.
Let's see. Number 9, and number 8. Number 8, wussiest song ever.
Yeah. No. That's not it.
No, that's not it. Number 8. Oh, here we go. It's Man George.
Yes. So far, I think this list is spot on.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Yep.
We do, George.
Man George. I'm 6'5".
Do you realize when this guy... Well, this faggot was really popular.
Yeah.
I think that Buzz, we might have been doing mornings around this time.
That's true.
But we were having to play his records every 45 minutes. And I believe one day I actually had a serious discussion with somebody thinking that Boy George was going to be like the next Frank Sinatra. That he was going to make it from generation.
Was that one of your predictions?
To generation. Yeah, I mean, when when It's record first came out,
right.
Before I saw it, it was like the music was like nothing else that had been on the radio.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I met him, and I met him backstage at the Prince's Trust rock concert in London. And the thing that strikes you when you meet Boy George for the first time, right. What do you think, Boy George? You think little waif-like dude?
Right.
He's like this massive fat man.
See,
tall fat dude.
Number 7
with makeup on.
Number 7, wussiest song.
What is it?
I don't know. What's Left of Me by Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the song that he wrote right after the breakup?
Is this the song? Song is like Jessica's a Bitch?
It just came out. Thanks. My
life. Yeah. Okay. Right, goodbye.
That sounds so different than everything.
Right, I just gonna say, here's me in the car. If I punch on a radio station and this is on.
Right. In the rearview
mirror. That's all the time it takes me.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Right.
I'm on the next channel.
So long, Nick.
Okay, number six, I would have to agree. Oh, hold on, same it's song. The same one.
Boy, they all sound the same.
Nick Lachey. Hold on. Number six. Still Nick Lachey.
My wife is so big and dumb.
No. Oh,
oh now.
Dan Fogelberg.
Sorry, I have to protest. I'm a Fogelberg fanatic.
I hate
I'm
Dan
a Fogelberg.
Fogelberg. Jesus.
Met my old lover at the grocery store.
Yeah, I would love nothing better than just to shove pixie sticks up this guy's nose. Really. You know the big, long pixie
sticks?
Yeah,
that's right. But don't you remember when the snow turned into rain?
Hey, Mike, it's always sunny in 98. Longer than
Bye. Run for the roses.
Bye, douche. Here's number five, wussiest song of all time, according all right. to AOL. No, come on, goddamn. Robin, when you downloaded, you put the whole song on?
I did.
Oh, thank you. We'll never play the whole song, though. It was happening, it's Bret Michaels. Look at my tattoo.
Every rose has a thorn? Huh?
Every rose has its thorn,
it's
Mike.
It's thorn, I'm sorry.
We're poison. Wake up!
Thumbs down. I don't think this is a wimpy song. I think this is a rock ballad. I think it's a rock ballad, but not a wimpy rock ballad.
A power ballad.
No, really. It's like, every rose has its thorn. I think that's kind of a macho slow song.
So overplayed.
Got some guts.
Number 20. Here's one that's out now. Jesus Christ, yes. Really?
I think Joe just parked up, though, just on the
way. Well, you know why I like this guy? Can I tell you seriously why I like this guy's music? Because whatever, you know, I heard that when he records, he plays everything. And so every instrument on there is a blunt instrument.
Shut up. All right. God. Okay. Let's see. Number three.
Hi.
Oh, now, come on now. This is a movie about rats, you stupid effers.
It's the wussiest song ever. He went from touching rats to a touching Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, you know, it is a wimpy song. You have to say, but I still... Can I like a wimpy song?
Yes, you can.
Of course you can. You created that stupid movie about the dogs.
A salute to Ben Peterson.
Number two, Mike.
Hello to Ben Peterson over at the old joint.
Number two. Here we go.
Number two. Don't have to.
Don't want to.
The second.
Don't want to. Number two, Don.
Yeah, I hate this song. God. Speaking of Canada, as we were before, I believe this guy is Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got something for him.
All right.
Oh,
oh dear. That was wimpy, Don.
That was the little juicy wimpy fart.
Yes. I think I'm going to choke on that reply.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much. Sometimes when we touch, I can feel your implants getting hard. Sometimes when we touch, okay, let's.
Wow, is he woo woo.
Number one, okay?
Number one.
The most.
This is the wimpiest song in the world?
Yes. According to AOL.
All right.
It's R.E.M. and Shiny Happy People.
Really?
Well, this is kind of an upbeat number.
I don't think it's that wimpy. I don't certainly think it's the wimpiest.
I mean, it shouldn't be on a list with Dan Fogelberg. Hey! Let's river dance. Let's pretend. Let's pretend. Yes, everybody's glazed. I'm Michael Brown Stripe from R.E.M. This is not funny.
I'm wearing Oprah's underwear.
It's not funny.
Gail wore it last night.
All right, AOL. Thanks.
All right, well, better than their wimpiest artists.
Well, that was Blunder gave us the wimpiest artists. It was AOL and the people who pay for AOL.
Users.
Like me, yeah, the users who came up with that list.
You know, I think there's some place where there's a writer's room where these people make these lists and they're having a great time and maybe making money, and it's very unfair.
I got to hit this. Remind me tomorrow, please, to give you the information. I have a website that leads to a trailer that will really upset Rob. A movie trailer about the Black Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a movie that...
this is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Kind of like the Mel Gibson thing, except I guess one of the Wayans brothers plays Jesus. Is that it?
Well, they put his face on it.
Yeah, and it's a little baby Jesus in the manger.
Oh, and he gets into all sorts of adventures?
Yeah. Little Savior.
That's wonderful.
No, the name
little
of the movie...
Little Christ.
The name of the movie is Color of the Cross.
Oh, all right.
Color of the Cross. But we don't have time... Oh, stop it, Rob. We don't have time to get to that today.
You know what? I heard the Chariots had spinners.
It's
Yo, Spartacus!
Peace in the Middle East.
Word to your mother.
Check out the grill on Pontius Pilate. All right. I look forward to seeing this.
Yes,
film.
We all do it.
Don't shake your head, Rob. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's going to be just fine.
Can I tell you, my son-in-law, my daughter's husband, I think I mentioned, yeah, talk about feeling old. My daughter's going to be 29
right.
in a couple of days here. She and her husband live in the Minneapolis area,
right.
And he is the greatest son-in-law, really, that you could ask for. The guy just busts his ass, works 80 hours a week, three kids, dedicated husband, dedicated father, just... fantastic.
Good.
She called me up the other day and mentioned that he had gotten a bonus at work.
Oh, nice.
And with his bonus money, Mr. I'm so proud of him, and he went out and bought a grill. But not like a Weber grill. What he did was he went out and got the first teeth. You know, he got the snap-on.
Your son-in-law
got a nice smile.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And now when he smiles, apparently it's all platinum.
Wow.
And really? It's all platinum. And
man, oh man.
And I said to her, boy,
I'd love to see a picture. That's very unusual.
Well, you married an idiot.
And, really? And I thought that was primarily, you know, I didn't think that he would be buying.
Oh, didn't I mention that my daughter married a colored? I never mentioned that. She married a colored guy.
No, absolutely.
You never said that.
No, Mike, that is, come on, please. They live in Minneapolis.
Of course.
You know, you know how many black people live in Minneapolis? They all play for the Vikings. Right? Okay? Or whatever their basketball team is.
Okay. Let me check my chart.
Mm-hmm.
78.
No, but he got him. He got him. And even more disturbing, well, I'm talking about feeling like an old fart. So
right.
She's telling me, so he got his teeth, he slips them in.
Very popular. There are high schools now that are banning them. You know,
slips them in and slips them out. I said, well, that's great. Now Ethan wants them.
Sure,
and
really.
Keep in mind, Ethan is my grandson.
I just don't picture that in Minnesota. Don't picture, you know, snapping in your grill and going down to the lodge.
3 years old.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, another day, another show. Yeah. Tell you more about that.
Please. So we're not going to have time for our reading. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, we do not, Mike, because it's the 25th day of July.
That's right.
And I know the kiddies out there are so excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's our special Christmas in July show.
Yay. Very exciting.
And when we come back, Rob, that simply is not working.
Not at all.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Let's try this. No, listen, come on.
See?
Never mind.
You've lost the mood.
Never mind.
I'm out of the Christmas spirit now.
He tries very hard to be a very good producer.
Well, of course.
And I don't want to just beat this hangdog all the time. But, you know, really, just sometimes just produce. Just produce.
Okay.
How many German kraut music beds do we have loaded in here? We got now this one's already in the computer, right? And I got this one. It's also
also already in the computer. Hitler music is.
Yeah, plenty of Hitler music.
Is in the Hitler music in the computer, right. but the Santa Claus music, for whatever reason,
you know, wonderful sweet Santa Claus music that ought to be handy all the time.
Yeah, Mike, you're goddamn right.
It's on a dusty, cheesy, and cheese whiz covered tape.
And don't be sitting out there at home saying, "Oh, Don, Mike, especially Don, ask, you know, Christmas isn't for 5 months. I say to you exactly, and I say to you that Kong knew that today we were going to do Christmas in July.
Right.
They mentioned it yesterday.
So true.
And please, it should have been in the computer.
Apply yourself. Everything's in the computer. Everything is in there. Except I just, Robbie, really, I never want to hear this sound again. You know what this reminds me of? That's the sound of Fairfax.
The old place.
The old sound?
That's the sound of the old... That's a sound we shouldn't have anymore.
You're right.
Really. Here you go. Bad monkey. Very bad ape. Bad ape. Bad ape.
But we're going to be celebrating Christmas in July, right?
Yes, we are.
That's exciting.
Yes, we are when we come right back.
Very, very good.
From the stop set that we should have hit moments ago. God, thank God I'm the executive producer now. In charge of important stuff on this show. You do stuff like put that in this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Ah, there's our Christmas German song. Oh, Tannenbaum.
Because as you know, Santa had a cat that looked like Hitler.
He did.
Yeah.
He's got several.
He might still have them.
Yeah, well, if he's not vacationing.
All right, secrets out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Double K.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting when he's not on duty.
Off-season Santa.
Ooh. Off-season Santa.
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
We've got to find that money.
I've no good deal.
Uncle Billy, look, you realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me. Do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you could hide the money?
I've come over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked since I lost the
law. Listen to me. Thank you.
I can't think anymore, George. I can't think anymore. It hurts.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? Do you realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
You're goddamn right. Christmas in July.
The enemy of Whatnot, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Hey, big party tomorrow night at Mike's Joint.
Yeah.
We would love to meet you. Come on out. Having our big We Are Not Number 15 in the ratings party anymore.
Yay!
Tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock from 8 till 10. It's the closest you're going to get in this decade to a Las Vegas-style show.
That's right.
So come on out. First 1,000 people there get their free commemorative We Are Number 4 in the Arbitron ratings button. We'd love to meet you. Come on by.
Very good.
Don't forget the velvet rope rule.
Yes, of course.
Tomorrow night, we'll see you at Mike's Joint. Information on our webpage or at Mike's webpage for his restaurant.
Right.
Today is, the 25th. We mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas in July.
Isn't that wonderful?
We normally have a contract with S-Clause.
Right. He visits every Christmas season.
Well, we visit with him actually frequently during the Christmas season. But I happen to know that he's in town. I saw him at Cafe Milano last night.
Yeah. Ah, sure.
And I said, Chris, you got to come in and do the show.
I saw him in the hallway. He is not. He does not appear to be really happy.
Oh, no. Here's the thing, Buzz. This reminds me of way back in Chicago.
Yes.
When Pee Wee Herman would be on my show, before he became famous.
Right.
And he would come in and he would be dressed as Paul Rubens.
Right.
But he would do the Pee Wee voice.
Absolutely.
I saw Santa outside.
Yeah.
He's definitely not wearing his Santa suit today.
Is he in character?
Hey, Jesus.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hi.
What is that smell, death, breath?
How are you? Whatever. What is the deal?
Nice tan.
What is the deal?
Nice tan.
Nice tan, right. But why was I, just a question from me to you, why was I summoned to be here today? I looked at the calendar.
Were you at...
This is Santa's off time.
Were you...
This is my downtime. I'm not supposed to be here. What are you doing? What is the deal?
Were you in D.C. last night?
I was in D.C. last night. Is that why you hunted me down?
Were you at Cafe Milano last night?
I was at Cafe Milano having a very nice time with a very, very nice and expensive young lady.
Uh-huh. Did you or did you not see me from across the room and wave?
No.
I bought you a drink?
Yeah. I mean, people buy me drinks all the time.
A lot of people do.
You know, do you like the stubble? I wrote this out for December. This is very exciting.
And I like the ponytail as well.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it. Once again, question not answered. Why am I here? Please tell me, why is Santa here in July? Please tell me.
I saw you last night. I called Vincent. I called Vinny VL. I said, I hear Chris is in town.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
Did you get Vinny?
Yeah. And
how's Vince, he doing? Is he okay?
Vince told me. Yeah,
13th trip. 13th trip to rehab. 13 trips in 27 years.
Wow.
I think that's admirable. Way to go. Way to fail again, asswipe.
Vince said to me, he's at the Four Seasons.
Can we hurry up this interview, please? I don't know why I'm here, and I double-parked my Segway scooter. What's going on?
His name, he's under Easter Bunny, under E-Bunny.
This is his fake one that he is. He doesn't want to be bothered.
Right.
People see him come walking in. You know, he's got those fancy shoes. He's got the green tights. Everybody wants to bother. Sorry. I still don't have my answer as to what you brought me in here for. God damn it.
I call up
Santa. You Santa this right there, pal.
I call him, and I say, Mr. E-Bunny, and he says, Santa's in the hotel.
May I interrupt briefly?
Yeah.
May I interrupt just briefly?
Yes, Chris.
Even though when I'm here, I know it's July. I know you're in a new building. Is there a chance that someone could get Santa what Santa needs when he comes on your
show?
It's in the contract, please.
Yes.
Just three fingers.
Yeah, three fingers.
Thank you.
So anyway.
See how quickly they forget.
I talked to Vince.
Yeah.
And Vince said to me that you were under a really... really different name.
Pathological liar says what? Pathological liar says what? Vinny the Elf is a pathological liar.
Vinny the Elf told me.
Told you what?
Told me that your name that you check in under.
Vinny the Elf is a gay.
What?
No, just kidding.
Explain this to me. Do you know why you're here?
No, I don't know why I'm here. What is the deal?
Because I called the hotel.
It's not Christmas time.
Right.
I'm on vacation. I have a flight that I have to get back to Costa Rica. And a room full of 23-year-old brown hotties.
Wow. Who signs up as a fake name at a hotel with the name Al Penis?
Hello? You're looking at him.
So,
I think it's funny.
So
Pink seem to dig it. I don't understand.
I
get the stubble. I get the ponytail. I'm still fat, but I'm wearing the Hawaiian shirt.
I say,
anyone that wants to know what I'm all about, you know the commercial they used with me where I was on the beach and I had the Hawaiian shirt?
Right.
That's the real me during the off time.
I called Al Penis's room. And
what a surprise it was.
As it turns out, so you don't even remember my call, do you?
Well, the person told me, you know, Fathead over here told me to get down here and be here. He said, Don says it's part of your contract. I called my attorney immediately.
It's not. I said that to you last night when I called, and you were so out of it. I
called Lee Steinberg, and he said, yes, it's in there. I said, what's in there? He said, you have to do one non-Christmas appearance. You have to be there.
Why does he want
me in July?
Because you're here in July.
Why? But why do you want me here in the studio? What does it have to do with any? What are you doing?
It's the 25th, dude.
It's the 25th. Oh, no.
It's Christmas in July.
Oh, no. Yeah. You don't do that crap. It's Christmas in July. That's bogus.
We do.
That's total BS.
We do with Santa.
Oh, my God. Christmas in July. That is one. You know what that is?
What?
That is one gigantic Kris Kringle pain in my ass.
Do you have anything?
I shouldn't be here.
Do you have anything to say to the little kids out there?
Oh, do I have
children
to? Please. Jesus. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm on vacation.
Tell them what's really on your mind.
I'm still recovering from the removal.
Removal of what?
Cysts.
Oh.
Santa had a cyst on his buttock.
Oh, my.
Pain like you would not believe, and that's why I'm in a little pain. Is that why I'm here? You want me to do the same thing I only have to do once a year?
You know what?
Had a cyst removed and three toes. Santa has diabetes.
Here's what I think you should do.
What should I do? I'm at your service.
I'm here.
I've missed the flight to Costa Rica.
Be here today, not as Santa.
Santa doesn't want to be here. Santa wants to be fishing.
Sport fishing with a big boat
and a big rod.
Be here as Kris Kringle.
Oh, that's my name. It's just one of my many names.
So,
I'll do whatever you want.
So let me just ask you.
I'm sober.
Yes.
What can I do for you? Tell me what you wish for me to do.
Did you get laid last night?
Yes.
Hookers?
Well, we don't need to kiss and tell now, do we? I had some fun. I'm a popular guy. I'm more than 3,000 years old, and chicks seem to really dig that. I can eat whatever I want. Uh-huh. I have a good time, and I've got a way with the ladies, whether I pay or not.
Are you still on the H?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Dad?
It relaxes. and makes me feel good. I am a good man on that stuff. You know, it's got a bad rap. I can take narcotics that normal people can't.
Where are you?
Going to live forever delivering presents. So if I want to get a little high, I can get a little high. Oh, 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 oh.
Do you still shoot up between your big fat toes?
Well, not now that I had them removed. Three on the right foot.
God, you had three toes.
Part of the problem. When you turn 3,000, you can go all night long, baby. I'm feeling pretty good, even though I'm here in this new studio. What's new about this, anyway, for God's sake?
Oh, the equipment's brand new.
The equipment's brand new. Well, Santa's got a brand new butt. It's removed the cyst time, and I'm feeling wonderful.
Well, what can we do to facilitate your Christmas in July?
All right, hold on. This will facilitate it.
Oh, I finally got your drink.
Take a drink in the bottle.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling Christmassy as we speak. See, normally, Santa, let me tell you about Santa's off time, all right? What I normally do, Chris, when I'm not up at the pole, I roll up to the pole, usually December 1, and work my ass off right through the big holiday, and it's go time. And I've earned it. 3,000 years, I've earned it.
Yeah.
And then some rube like you decides he's going to make me come in and fulfill the contract, and then he goes, it's Christmas in July. There's no such thing. It was invented by merchandisers, and it was invented by all these people that just want to exploit me more and more.
I have news for you.
Those goddamn stations that play my music starting now. When do they start? They started Memorial Day.
Right.
Listen,
heifers, I've had it. I swear to God.
Chris, here's the reason you're here.
Tell me, my friend.
Are you ready for a Christmas surprise?
Yes. When I shoot heroin, I tie off my arm with my huge black belt. Yes.
In our office upstairs.
Yeah.
Right now.
What do you got?
I know what you like.
Oh, boy, tell me. Now you're getting me excited. Oh, tell me you're getting me excited.
5 Asian chicks.
Merry Christmas in July. Merry Christmas in July. Hello, kids. It's Santa. Even though it's hot and sticky outside with 100% humidity, doesn't mean you shouldn't be good for mommy and daddy. Where are the bras?
And guess what?
What?
They all sucky sucky.
Time for Santa to slip out of his Hawaiian shirt. Can I take them? Can I take them with me?
They are. I bought them for you.
The whole night?
No. Take them back to the pole with
me. Oh, I get them all year.
5 of the sweetest Asian hookers. Here's
fantastic.
The other thing.
Very exciting for Santa.
I was not able to check them totally for STDs.
Oh, that's okay. I got them all. You know, I live to 3,000. I'll be 6,000.
Right.
It doesn't matter a bit, Donnie. You've done a good job. You've outdone yourself,
Chris,
this one.
Merry Christmas to you.
Want to hear my funny line when I get a bunch of chicks, especially in a group situation?
Yeah.
Eat, Santa. Eat. I love that one. It kills me. Oh, man.
Chris, if you go to our office upstairs right now,
I'll cram them all into my 350-horsepower parade sled. I'm rocking and rolling.
There's five Asian hotties up there waiting to be your human egg roll.
Amen, brother. Okay, I'm going.
All right, bye, Chris.
You better watch out. You better not fly.
There he goes.
Better get Santa right in the eye. He hit me once.
Santa likes it, the bad place. Bye-bye.
Very July.
Bye-bye.
There you go. He looks happy now.
Yeah. There was a reason. We had him come down. I was at Cafe Milano last. I was surprised I didn't get my name in the post. You got his name in the post.
Yeah, of course.
And
bit of an odor in the studio now.
I immediately called Rob and I said, you know, where can we get just the cheapest Asian hookers in the world?
Right.
And Rob said,
he likes them that way.
Right down to, I said, how much? He said, for a night or forever? I said, forever, and it's like $15 a girl.
Man, you know, you're improving their life. I mean, he's got a nice spread up
there.
He'll
take good care of them. $15 a girl.
I mean, summertime in Costa Rica and, you know, wintertime up at the pole.
Right.
And it's great. They'll enjoy his company.
Spend time with Santa's pole.
Well, you know what they say about Santa's pole.
Huge.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And magnetic.
And looks like a barbershop pole.
Uh-huh.
It's like a big candy cane.
It's lovely.
Big red and white throbbing candy cane.
Mm-hmm. He's a happy man now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Vodka and Asian hookers.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas in July, everybody.
Oh, let me break this studio in.
Which smells worse, Santa or this?
Oh, God, no.
Oh. We'll soon know.
Mm. Just a dab will do you.
Oh.
Yeah, like I like on my hamburger just a dollop. Just a dollop.
Enjoy that ride home.
Of the condiment.
A little humidity in here.
Yeah, yeah, we got a break. I've got to clean myself.
Yeah, I think you just broke.
Buzz?
Yes?
When we come back, guess what?
What?
Well,
number 4 Arbitron rated.
What?
The Don and Mike Show.
All the news. Time for Guy Burnley's news and comment now. Big full segments of Buzz tonight, brought to you by Ford. Every day somewhere, someone makes a bold move. There he is, a car company for people like that. It's Ford. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And one thing is there's no other polite way to do this.
Yes.
I'll just say as we head into news and comments, yes. Rob, buddy.
Yeah.
Kong, buddy.
Yeah.
I've been hard on you since we've been in the new building.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is so awkward. I can only say it to you on the air.
Okay.
During commercials, get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can do that.
You see, at the old place, it was big enough that everybody would run around and do whatever they do during the commercials.
Shoot up.
And, in Buzz's case,
right.
Shoot up.
Right.
And many times, that's the time I would be able to rap with Mike.
Right.
And now, as it turns out, it's like there's a monkey in the room. There's an ape in the room the entire time that we go to commercial. And there's no polite way to say this.
I'm not very polite.
Make yourself scarce during commercials. Go with your compatriots and bond with them.
I will be so elsewhere you won't even believe it.
Thank you.
And I will be occasionally in here and occasionally in the bar.
You'll be a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Saint elsewhere. Saint elsewhere. And now very, very quickly, just to show that I still do appreciate your savant abilities.
Yeah.
How did Saint Elsewhere end?
Oh, it was all a dream of a savant kid.
He pulled that
right away.
Specifically, do you remember what he was looking at?
Was it a globe, a snow globe?
God damn.
He was autistic. And he's got that in his brain.
He can't remember to, like, put the stuff in the computer for
him. And that's after he's been banished from the studio.
But that he knows.
He remembers that.
That he
nothing sidetracks that
good
brain.
Pull.
Hi there. Now, here is Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you, friend?
I'm well. Are the networks, this is my question to you, are the networks finally growing a set when it comes to fighting the big bad FCC?
I hope so.
Fox, CBS, and NBC are all taking the agency to court, accusing its new rules of having a chilling effect on creativity. Fox is fighting a $1 million fine for its short-lived Married by America reality show. CBS is fighting a $3.5 million fine for an episode of Without a Trace. The FCC has declared a list of other shows as indecent, including the CBS Early Show. Well, the fines are now the highest they've ever been, but the rules are the vaguest they've ever been.
You know, I was watching, American Dad.
Right.
The show that's on between Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Right.
The one that was on Sunday night, I TiVo'd it.
Right.
It's about J-O-ing. And
hello.
Yeah, right. And
my favorite subject.
The dad catches the kid.
Right.
And then the dad, American Dad.
Was Carl on that one?
He starts doing it like nobody's business. And, I mean, it's funny as hell.
Of course.
And I'm watching
it. And pretty graphic. For a cartoon?
Well, there's a lot of the hand movements.
Really?
The American Dad had ointment. There were films they watched.
Was
about
squinting?
There was no turning Japanese.
Okay.
But there was a lot of this. Dad was upstairs, and you would just hear,
oh, dear.
Because he had waited his entire life, and he had been told that it was bad.
Oh, yeah. And then he finally, boy, what a horrible way to live your life.
Anyway, I was watching that and thinking, this is a freaking cartoon, and they're getting away with that stuff. We can't even say the
M-word.
Medical term
right.
for rubbing one out.
Yeah, we have to say something silly like that.
But we can say rub one out.
Right. And is it because we're on at this particular time? Is that the reason?
Well,
is that why we can't say it?
Not really.
So we haven't been really given the rule.
If the FCC, so if Fox is going to fight it or CBS, well, I find it hard to believe our company would do anything.
Yeah.
But if they're going to fight it, good. But on the other hand, they're already getting away with a lot. And speaking of that, again, last night was Monday night. Nothing's on.
Right.
I mean, absolutely, Jesus Christ. It's a wasteland.
Right.
So I turn on the Charlie Sheen show that Buzz loves so much.
Oh, 2.5 Men.
2.5 Men.
And that whole thing is dick jokes.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
That whole show is dick jokes.
I've been
jokes.
Trying to tell you that all along.
Okay. That's all I have to say. Why are they worried? Why are they worried about being censored? They're already getting away with everything they can possibly get away
pretty
with.
Pretty much true. I actually read today that Fox is going to tone down some of its programming to try to appeal to a broader audience. They were going for an edgy audience initially, but now they're going to tone themselves back for commercial reasons.
Well, at least that's the noble reason, the all-American dollar.
Right.
Why not?
Now, CBS seems to have found another way to thumb its nose at the Federal Communications Commission. It signed Prince as a headliner at the next Super Bowl.
Well, you just made me laugh with thumb the nose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can still do that. The 2007 game will be CBS's first Super Bowl since the Janet Jackson thing we didn't see.
You know. And I guess this is the official total and complete sellout of Prince. American Idol is phase one, Super Bowl phase two.
The witch hunt that followed the Janet Jackson incident has just now claimed another victim, the host of a popular kids show on PBS called The Good Night Show. Seems actress Melanie Martinez, very hot, also a mother, appeared in a video series sometime back called Technical Virgin. In those videos, she spoofs public service announcements about how young women can keep their virginity. Now she's out of a job at PBS because of her video past.
Oh, come on. What did they fire me for?
She wasn't even naked.
That was not made. I don't want to lose my job.
No, of course not.
Come on, Mr. Burbank. I see you tomorrow night.
I'll see you there.
I see you at the big party tomorrow night.
Look forward to it, baby.
That's right,
hi, Rosie.
Boy.
I love Rosie.
We're going to have a good time. Look at my cleavage.
There's a bit of a controversy about Dakota Fanning's next movie.
Oh, Jesus.
The 12-year-old has just...
What's the controversy? I'm aware of the story, and just let me say, what's the controversy?
She's just signed to star in Hound Dog, in which she appears both nearly nude and in a rape scene. Quoting a source close to the movie, two taboos in Hollywood are child abuse...
Don't look at me like that, Mike.
...and the killing of animals.
I'm looking at him that way, but he's reading his news.
Give it two rigid thumbs up. God.
Quoting a source close to the movie, two taboos in Hollywood.
We're back to this old gag again. Dakota Fanning, guilty of being hot.
Two taboos in Hollywood, according to this source, are child abuse and the killing of animals. Quoting the source, in this movie, both things happen.
One of my favorite pornos is War of the Worlds.
That's not right. There is, of course, an Elvis.
Oh, sure, there's Tim Robbins, and sure, there's Tom Cruise,
right.
And there's DF.
You know, watching Taxi Driver, which has been all over that high-def channel that we both watch.
Oh, Jodie Foster?
And you look at Jodie Foster, and you think about Brooke Shields, and you think, it's almost like this is done. You know, if you're going to have one of these long-term careers.
It is.
They do this, and I mean, I would never want my kids to be involved in a movie like this, but it is almost like part of the ritual.
Don't you think it's almost a rite of passage for those child stars that are saying... in this case, girl stars.
Right.
We want to grow up to be real movie stars.
Right.
We don't want to grow up to be the Lindsay Lohans of the world. We want to grow up and we want to be like, what's her name? French Lieutenant's woman. What's her name? Street.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Devil Wears Prada.
The thing that's
Prada.
Interesting. I mean, and you look at the careers. I mean, well, probably not with Brooke Shields, but with somebody like Jodie Foster, who goes on to be very, very accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think, man, when you're watching Taxi Driver, you're watching Taxi Driver, and I'm like going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, you see that movie, and it's like, Jesus.
What about
she's sitting there, you know, going down with Robert De Niro, and he's, you know, he's in that room right before he kills everybody. It's amazing.
What about when he's saying to her, "I want you to get out of here."
Right.
And she's like, "Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Can I do something for you, baby?"
And that's creepy for people detached from it that are watching a movie. You just wonder, Mr. and Mrs. Foster, what the hell are you thinking?
Well, young girl.
Yeah.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
That's why I call it Hollyweird.
You better run, girl.
You're much too young, girl.
Too young, girl.
There is, of course, an Elvis connection to the new Dakota Fanning movie. The little girl finds her escape in Music from the King.
Oh.
A candidate...
Well, excuse me, this is certainly not Young Girl by Gary Davis.
Are you sending out a dedication to somebody? Listen to me, I hate it, but I love it at the same time.
Doesn't work, yes, to Dakota.
Girl, you're
a hot... I see that look in your eyes.
Yes.
It's starting to wonder, worry me.
Starting to worry me, Dakota. See, this is actually appropriate if you really think about it, you know? You're trying to
shy her away from
it. I'm ready for the family ties with you, 12-year-old.
Right.
Nobody's going to hurry me. Understand? I'm 48. You're 12.
Just
take it easy, girl. Friendly girl. Because I don't want to leave.
That's right.
Don't start clinging to me, girl. Because I can't breathe.
So you're showing good judgment there.
Hey, Dakota. Baby, baby. Don't get hooked on me, Dakota.
Instead of coming to your house and putting a sign on your front lawn.
Don't get hooked on me.
You know what's going to happen?
I'll use you. I'll set you free. Oh, Dakota, don't get hooked on me.
How come that didn't make the list? Of the wimpy songs.
Yeah, sure.
Hey! Show some respect for M. Davis.
Respect for M. Davis and respect for DF. Well, while we're talking about Dakota Fanning, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Maryland has been arrested on rape charges. I'll give you the details when we return.
It's ape, Buzz.
Ape, yes.
It's ape.
That's the alleged charge, yeah.
Yes, ape. Ape. Ape.
Ape charges.
See, now you're funny. Now you're off, Mike. Now you're funny. Now, as soon as we go to the... You're out of here? Okay. Could you do it first?
No.
You got the inner-retentive thing about hitting that button?
Yeah, let's just...
Okay. I can leave first.
No, I want to stay.
No, you never want me to stay. That's new. You never want... I don't stay here. I go out front when I'm here. Do what? I have to stay now?
No.
Bye.
No, everybody leave. Everybody just go. All right, we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Man, Buzz.
They go together like cigarettes and chili. Don and Mike.
There you go. And Rob, thank you for getting your big Kong head out of here during the commercials.
I was just beginning to explore the neighborhood. There's really a lot to do.
Oh, yeah,
there's so
much
to do around here.
I was just on the phone with my girlfriend, and we were talking about going to see Mike throw out the first ball and sing the national anthem at the Pacific Nationals game Saturday night.
Not 100%. Hopefully I'm going to have my my kidlings with me also that night.
So I think we're all going, right? I mean, you're going to come?
I'm actually going to try and bring my kids, too.
Good. What about you, Buzz?
As far as I know.
Bringing your kids?
Yes, all of them.
They all look like Hitler.
And what about... Johnny, you coming?
Of course.
Saturday night?
Man, the pressure's on now. Now I'm starting to feel the pressure a little bit.
How about your retarded brother?
You can be there, Joe?
Huh?
You can be at the Mike singing the national anthem on Saturday night?
This is a really important answer for me. It'll be no.
Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday at about 7.
PM. I'm not usually sober at 7.
Okay, bye, Joe. This segment of Buzz News and Comments brought to you by Cox, CLX Business Services. Providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local, long-distance phone, Vimeo data solutions of all types businesses, coxbusiness.com. And speaking of Joe, I saw on the news last night a story about a woman, I guess in St. Louis, where they've been having awful weather like we have everywhere in the country, and she was sitting at her computer, and she got hit by lightning through the mouse. Just like Joe's wife, Tracy, did.
That is weird if that's happening with regularity now. And I bet that helps regularity, too.
And then right after that, it was so weird because it was like news according to Joe.
Right.
The story after that was another woman whose dog had eaten matches.
No!
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe News.
Spray painted the wall.
Once again, here is Buzz Girdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, and Buzz will be with us tomorrow night for a Weird Number 4 party.
I'd like to say hi to Timmy Obibane, the Nigerian nightmare who stopped by our studios here in Rockville.
Yeah.
He will be joining us, and we're going to have some competition there.
Great to see all of our friends from Free FM, all the people that are still stuck in Fairfax at WJFK, come and buy our new Rockville Digs.
You know, it's funny because we love our new place here, and we love the fact that it's autonomous and we do our own thing, but when somebody comes from the old place, we're just like,
hey!
It's like somebody comes to the island. Somebody comes to say, how are you? Hello, please give my best to everyone here. Give someone this note. Certain people, of course.
Tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock, will be at Mike's Joint O'Mara's.
Right.
In Manassas, Virginia.
Look Around Cafe.
It's a big thank you for listening party. First 1,000 people get the Weird Number 4 Arbitron rated buttons.
Great.
You guys have been great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. But God damn it, we gotta do better shows.
Listen harder.
You guys gotta listen harder.
And we gotta get to number one.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
oh,
really, yeah. And that's what we're gonna touch on that briefly. It's really a thank you party,
right?
But it's also a hey, we just have a little more work to
rally
do.
Rally the troops,
right?
Because tomorrow it's all about the Fartleys. Tomorrow we meet the Fartleys on the show.
Very excellent. Good.
Jim Fartley and his wife, whatever her name is, Nana Fartley. Mm-hmm.
I've got a cold in my tinkle. Thank you.
Jim, you're so smart. You really thought up traffic and weather on the 8th, didn't you?
I did. I take credit. I actually got it from another station, but then put my name on it and decided to take full credit.
How's your prostate, honey?
Oh, enlarged. Enlarged like the size of a major Hindenburg balloon. Airship. Dirigible.
Right.
Rigid airship. Whatever. I'm Jim Fartley.
Yes, you are.
Our son just told me he's gay.
Oh, wonderful. I knew my inattention to all these details would someday pay off. If only I could throw a ball.
And, Jim, look, put this on the news station. Our kitty cat looks like Hitler.
Isn't that marvelous? Pour some goofy grape in the kitty's dish.
Here is Buzz again with more news and comments. We'll see you tomorrow night. Mike's joining everybody. It'll be a good party.
A candidate for the U.S. Senate in Maryland has been arrested on rape charges. 43-year-old David Dickerson was busted Saturday by Baltimore County Police.
That's right.
He's accused of assaulting, wait for it, his teenaged foreign bride.
Oh, dear.
Anna is a 19-year-old from Latvia.
Not correct.
Wrong country. No.
Yeah.
Wrong region. Dickerson met...
This is better.
There she goes.
He met Anna in Latvia on business last year when she was still just 18. But this month she called police saying Dickerson had beaten and sexually assaulted her. Dave told police she's crazy in the head and he denies the charges.
Crazy in the head? Crazy in the bed.
What's that Italian thing you say, crazy in the head?
Bazza in the gaguzza.
She says he deprived her of food even after she got pregnant for not having sex with him. The child is being raised
now. Now, right there, that sounds like a Latvian, that sounds like a Latvian accusation.
He would not even give me food when I had his baby.
I was pregnant with baby and he withdrew the food from me.
No bread and no
please.
Cheese.
Feed me, Dr. Z.
The entire time, all he feed me was glass of water and nice pig potato.
Hi, it's Dr. Z. I have nothing to do with this story. Just let me say, hello again, stupid Americans. It's a German guy.
Did he beat her with a hammy?
There's the man representing the stupid American consumer.
Yeah, come on now. I'm the director of the show.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In the Middle East, Israel continues to push more deeply into Lebanon. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on the scene to try to close the gap.
You know, someone's got to close her gap, and someone's got to push deeply into her. That's what we need.
American troops in Iraq are stepping up operations in Baghdad to combat the increasing violence that's posing an increasing threat to Iraq's new democracy. They'll be able to forget all of this briefly at the White House this week as American Idol's Taylor Hicks pays a visit to the president.
Oh, he's going to go over big.
Hicks, I bet that's W's favorite. The other Idol contestants, along with Hicks, say that their Friday visit will provide a welcome break for Mr. Bush as he deals or doesn't deal with the situation in the Middle East.
Deal or no deal.
That would be another addition to that. You'd bring Taylor Hicks and Howie Mandel in.
Man, I love your shows.
Pick one, Mr. President.
Can't do it. Like them both equal-like. And new White House spokesman...
Oh, hold on, that made me think. What not alert.
Yes.
You're the junior producer in this show.
I think I know who you're going to say.
I bet you don't.
I do. Kevin Smith.
No, I didn't know Kevin Smith said
what. He said it on Conan like 3 times.
Wow.
Driving me up a brick wall.
Wow. I was watching The Firm with Tom Cruise. And there's the scene. You know the guy? Is it Wilford Brimley? Is that the guy?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley plays the director of security for The Firm.
So remember when he takes Tom Cruise out in the middle of nowhere and he says...
Where do you think I am around here? Night Watchman?
Yeah, he says... He says, now imagine, there's your Abby.
Yeah.
There's your Abby looking for her red book and whatnot. And you come across these photos, real intimate photos of oral acts and whatnot.
And it's like, wow.
There are two whatnots within a 30-second scene in the firm.
And that's in a movie script.
That is dynamic.
Right.
That's dynamic towards the resolution of the film.
Wow. We need to correct Wilfred.
That's my favorite scene in that movie is the exchange with Wilford Brimley when he's talking to Gene Hackman, when they're having that discussion.
Leave the guy I'm around here. Night watchman?
Guys, if you wear a dress, keep your legs crossed. A good example after the break.
Ew.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, large and in charge. We're on time today.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Right. They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, there's plenty of time now. I hope you appreciate it, Buzz. I know all the Buzzaniacs out there appreciate the fact that you got all your news and comments in tonight.
Very Buzz nice. Thanks.
And now here he is again.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Mr. Smelly Fingers.
Finally, this is not just another indecent exposure story. This one is about a 53-year-old Vero, Florida man who was arrested for being drunk and disorderly and for loitering as well.
Vero Wang.
Florida
Wang.
Law.
Yeah, I'm pulling your Wang.
Florida law, right?
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your Wang.
Wait a minute. Florida law requires anyone riding a bike after sundown to have lights and reflectors. That's why Stephen Barfield was pulled over.
Okay.
And that's when deputies noticed he was wearing a dress. A short dress with no panties.
He's a fag.
On a bicycle.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Knew you'd like it. We told you recently about a documentary in England that will focus on people pleasuring themselves. It's an a-thon. It's an em-a-thon. As tempted as you might be, it's no place for amateurs. For a segment on guys who do this compulsively, they already have a guy.
He doesn't. I do it, but he tries to be compulsive.
I'm trying.
You ought to be compulsive.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
They're both amateurs. They already have a guy who claims 20 times a day.
Oh.
Amateurs. 20? I'm Buzz Burbank. 2-0. On the Don and Mike Show.
Tired and sore.
He does it himself 20 times a day.
20 times a day.
I got 19 to get in tonight. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. I'll see you at the party tomorrow night. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, Kong.
He spends a fortune on laundry detergent.
Back to your cage. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.